Blog Talk Radio.
Walking to be free. Them say it's only for time. Still until be the longest journey and the truest test of will. I in the land of the free. Free pollution.
I do not fear no man but God.
Everybody wanna be God 10. Brought a couple niggas that just did, nigga. Right.
How long you gonna cry?
Everybody wanna be God 10. Brought a couple niggas that just did, nigga. Right.
Now easy to block these, ain't easy to block. Call murder, make it a murder whip. You lyrically Ripley, they believe you or not. You need to take them glasses off, you can see where you shot. These people know I beat you, then beat you on a beat too. We got a song battle, I see you. The frames are just like your frames, nigga, you see through. I have it where a home attendant gotta come feed you. I'll rock if you can, let the saga begin. JC gon' need God, we're saga and them. I'm cool with DNA now, so I ain't bothering him. And you are real jerk farm, they go to saga again. Work was cool till he drank T-top, what got into him? He worried about a 2-on-2 when niggas shot up his whip. Trial, I had my hammer right inside me, and he was beefing with hands in him, so I had to slide into him. Lance, I was fighting with us, we was fighting with them.
I bet you breath, stupid ass, won't try it again.
Man, Chess, the kid cool, but move like a kid move. Just move, but you shot out a nigga that clipped you. It's cool, you showed a lot of heart, Chess, you really did. But with heart when it ain't no chest, and put it in. Surf clubs out the 2-on-2 and put you in. Lux and Hollow made you niggas look like low kids. Doc Mob, we was two splitters. We brought you most of your new killers. Tell the truth, niggas. They was losing, we recruit niggas. Got the school, niggas. But y'all ain't know what to do with them. Rock, been rock, yeah, that's true, nigga. Without Dots, you be a rock you never knew, nigga. John John was acting like he wanna shoot niggas. Now that's your ace, I mean. Teachy got it here behind a tree, hope that ain't true, nigga. But I'm looking at the camera now, that's you, nigga. Battle rappers that fucking betraying these, just a few, nigga. Cave Gang got the most accused in their group, nigga. Young Cannon, he was nice to me. He brought a tranny with him to his battles. That shit don't fly with me. So don't be inboxing or writing me. Fuck around and get shot, thinking nigga like me.
Everybody wanna be God 10, nigga.
Who said I was stopping right there, nigga? It's T-Rex from Doc Mob Crew. Made a bunch of niggas baby moms top 10 too. I said it in the honor battle with T-Top there too. That's for real.
What the fuck is T-Top gonna do?
Ain't nobody even hit you when you drop a rail. Made a bottle sale and I grabbed it. Fuck around and got a bottle deal. Crazy part, I still got the bottle still. Just waiting for you with my freezer.
I got that bottle still.
We respected Audi too. Today like Audi loose, the paperwork got out and that shit almost got Audi boom. Word to Malachi, I give you battle school. Bringing from the driver's seat, it's like I'm in a car with you.
The culture felt like Murderland ain't have a good night.
Freestyling, but Mook shows we had a good right. Happy I never went right, it really wouldn't have went right. Two shot to make it double impact in real life. And I ain't part of the brotherhood, but I did my first robbery man with my brotherhood. Me and goods were selling goods that wasn't good. The streets got us up and down, so we understood. Nigga, this is God tier. If I ever had a sat on my face, it'll be a God tier. We the reason smack grung bodyguards there. But if we have to brawl and we don't care, if it's God tier.
You are now listening to the sounds of
ain't no one-on-ones, nigga.
We want all the smoke.
It's part two.
Everybody wanna be God 10, nigga. Brought a couple niggas that just did, nigga. Right.
Sound like crack in the hallway.
Everybody wanna be God 10, nigga.
Yeah. Brought
a couple niggas that
just
did, nigga.
From the beginning, niggas. Dick to you, niggas. Hey, yo, Rex, mind your business, my nigga. I know you ended them niggas, but I ain't finished with niggas. Fuck the brotherhood on 210 of them niggas. Man, I'm sick of being in the vent. Tended with niggas, they talk slick. They be out having dinner with niggas. Shit bars depend on niggas, depending on niggas. Cool on you kidding, say I'm battle rap original nigga. Heard they said I fucked them classic, I be laughing. All that new era shit they pulled, that was my hat trick. On classic, I'm attached to it. No murder land, y'all been the first battle. Don't act stupid. Gave niggas a month to write, get they shit off. Heard me do his rounds, my mic should've been off. Big talk, even did right when I did wrong. I'm sick, calm. might be a spinoff. Big dog, boy, talk like you gon' walk me. Change his ways when come across me, you lost me. Rock wildin' on camera in front of me, a Yorkie. Machine your bean on caffeine, you'll be caught. Blow something hot, steam. Then this thing gon' rise up the top like cream. Won't be a living single person on the scene. Cause they heard it was over 10 Maxine. Man, you niggas frontin'. They don't want it like the vaccine. Need my paper like pistol with P.O. That's clean. Hit man talking like he in a different kind of bag. Thought his arsenal was good, so a different kind of cash. This cannon put you in a different kind of cash. Oh, you retired? That's a different kind of man. Mariah, baby daddy, really? Wait, he just give a pound to Cassie, did he? You let somebody shake and rush off in a battle beat you. Can you imagine how bad I'll beat you? I'm bad to beat you. Cake Mix, bad to beat you. Mike Jackson, bad I'll beat you. Babe Ruth, bad to beat you. Wanna fade, let your boo see how bad I'll beat you. Real I Swiss beat you. Dre on the drum pass beat you. Ron Brown's beat you. MPC. I bet you ain't know he did either. So you can't know he did his beating hook either.
Everybody wanna be God 10.
Yo, Rex ain't stopped, so I ain't stopping out here, nigga. When it's in you rapping, it's easy. Proving ground, when I used to move around, smack was a PG. Niggas asking to see me, corners packed to see me. Nigga asked in the summer, it was madness to see me. Back when niggas talked about battle rap breezy. But I changed that when I bought battle rap to the cheesy. Don't be lying, then I introduced Smack the Beasley. I've been around so long, you would have to believe me. How can you say I'm acting greedy? Smack taxed me for 3 racks when niggas bought Smack to see me. His main income he had on back of the CD, but made it last to the first, like the last to the worst. One day notice, new practice work. I can't finish a minute and a half of a verse. What? I finished a 24 and a half minute verse. Cash is first. Double entendre, that's my daughter. Cash is first, proving ground. Same murder move back then, Mook is now. I've been doing this since proof was round. Why I'm even talking, man, proof is round. Act, he was 14 years old, was introduced to Cal.
Everybody wanna be God.
That's a real fact. How I'ma prepare for unpreparedness? All this goat talk is confusing now. Rex the goat, cause he made murder moves, spit rounds. Calico, cause he got battle rap with music now. And I'm the goat, cause, come on, don't be stupid,
don't be
now.
Stupid now.
Luck's my goat, but 3-2 a town. I don't care if they family, give murder move
give
the crown. All you do is dish, need to cool it now. Well, I don't come outside, cause that'll be stupid down. Well, I walk down steps, nigga, that's paid. Only walk downs, I'm with it, memory lane. Murder Mook and battle rap, shit is the same. Me and Smack white and gray like Hennessy stain.
Everybody wanna be God 10, nigga. Brought a couple niggas that you're thin, nigga.
Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere holding down the MIC, except no imitations, do yourself a favor, know what I mean? Setting it off right there with two of the goats of the battle rap scene, I Murder Mook alongside of your dude T-Rex. And on the percussion, on the beats, on the production, I should say, you have the legendary producer, Ron Browse. Right, as you settle in, getting ready to listen to two of the goats of this radio shit, right, once again, DJ Sensei and my dude, Mr. Roy. We're in the building right now, holding it down, as always, every Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right, now, I made a promise to myself this week. I was going to take it easy. All right, I was going to take it light. All right, we're not going to go crazy. All right, like we did last week. We're not going to go crazy like we did last week. We're going to take it easy. We're going to try to stay away from too much controversial statements and such today. All right, because if you missed it live, you can catch it in the archives last week's show. I should WNBA players, or should I say, do WNBA players deserve higher salaries? All right, that show took off and went crazy. All right, people lost their minds. All right, and we're gonna take it easy today. But if you want to follow up and see how much of a medical situation it was and how, you know, people got, you know, a little uptight, and, you know, got in their feelings and, you know, people said what they said, then go back and check those archives. So today we're gonna take it easy. All right, I'm doing my best. All right, I got my blunt here. I got my medicine. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna try to take it easy. But I don't give you no guarantees. All right, but nonetheless, all right, we have the hottest independent music that you will find anywhere. You're going to find right here on Dirty Basement Radio. I got a whole bag full of joints today. All right, brand new joints are going to be breaking today. All right, big shout out to, well, I guess I'll save that one for when I actually play the song. I'll save that one for when I actually play the song. But big shout out to everybody that's dropping new music right now. Shit is looking real, real lovely. You know what I mean? Big shout out to all the people that's been showing love on IG and Twitter. We appreciate that support so much. I don't think that we don't, because we really do. All right? We need y'all to do what we do, how we do what we do. All right, on the level that we've been blessed to be able to do it on. All right, but we got a guest that's going to be coming in at the bottom of the hour at around 5:30. Big shout out to James Eternal. You heard his music a bit here on Dirty Basement Radio over the past couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? And it's been really, the joint's official. This joint's official. We tested it out on the Go and Know. And my folks was really vibing to it. You know, so he's going to be in the building at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be displaying a bit more of his music, and talking with him about, you know, his goings on. And of course, at the top of the next hour, we have the world famous, the legendary, the infamous Go and Know. Our segment will be in effect today. We have some independent music we're going to be rocking. And I don't know, we might have some not-so-independent music that we'll be rocking. Now, my apologies to some of the folks last week, some of the artists last week, whether it was Go or No or Not, songs that I intended to play. Last week's show got so crazy that we ran out of time. We ran out of time. So hopefully we won't get into that particular situation this week. Telephone lines are open early. If you want to get at me, if anything is on your mind that you want to put on the table that you want to talk about, you're definitely welcome to do so. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. My dude, Mr. Roy, is ready to go. He's ready to go. So let me get him mic'd up and see what's going on down south there in Florida. Mr. Roy, what's happening with you? Mr. Roy? No, that's not happening. Mr. Roy, what's happening with you?
There you go. You ain't unmute me yet. There you go. I'm in the building. You know how it is and what it is when it is. So what we're doing right now is worrying about what's going on for the future, man. I'm telling you, ain't tonight some battles going on, man. I was watching the buffoonery yesterday with your boy Rex talking reckless and going on, and you know what I'm saying? It might make me want to be interested in checking out the latest things on today. What time is this thing supposed to be going down, since here? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to start now. Like I said, at the top of the show, we started off with Mook and Rex and the Ron Browse joint, you know, and that was intentional, too. It's a hot new song. Plus, of course, T-Rex is making his reemergence tonight on that Caffeine platform, on that URL platform for tonight's GNOME 11 event. All right. And I supposed to jump off. The festivities are supposed to start while we're still on the air, Mr. Roy, but, you know, they be on real nigga time. All right? And you know how that go. All right? So if they're going to be on real nigga time tonight, then, you know, you might get the first battle by 7. All right? You know they're going to do the warm-up, and they're going to have the, you know, commentators commentate a little while and give some last-minute, but you know how they do it. So it's supposed to actually set off at 6 o'clock. All right? So you can get ready to watch that while you're finishing listening to Dirty Basement Radio. Because while they're doing all the bullshit, all right, before they actually get ready to drop that first battle, you can stay tuned in right here to us and get that real, all right, leading up to it. Now, they got to – I said on your show the other day that at first I really wasn't that interested in this, you know, in this card. It seemed kind of lackluster to me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, upon further review, it seems like there may be a couple of battles that have, you know, piqued my interest. That one that you just finished mentioning with Easy the Black Captain and Rex, of course, that'll probably be at the top of the list because of all the theatrics that's been going on prior to the battle. And even last night, if you watched the face-off on Caffeine, then you saw, you know, Rex and Easy, you know, getting heated, going back and forth. Rex is a funny dude, though. That's why, even though he ain't been battling for a while, when I see something online that Rex is involved in, that he's going to be, you know, doing some interview or something, I usually click on that link. I ain't going front, because Rex is a funny dude, man. He be saying some funny shit, and last night was definitely no exception. The other battles I'm looking forward to seeing the DNA and the B-Dot, that should be a good battle. JC is battling Fonz. All right, I expect that to be a massacre. I really do. Now Fonz might do better than expected, but I expect JC just to take his head off. Who else they got on that card, Mr. Raw? I know they have who's your boy? Damn, I can't think of this dude's name right now. He battling tonight.
Well, let me tell you.
I didn't get to watch.
I hope the battles are going to be worthwhile and almost as good as the battle we had last week.
Let's get ready to rumble!
On this side over here, we got raining in from the Midwest. We got KV. And in New York's own H from the Lounge, it was wonderful. If you missed last week's conversation, go to the archives, please, and just check it out because it was good, man. It was good. It was good conversation between two good fellas, man. Salute to the both of them. Shout out to the both of them. Hope they called in today. And let's keep it going, man. We need that more, man. I told you I was going to get it. I went and got the sounds. And you're lucky I ain't get the rest of them. You better watch out because I'm ready for the next battle.
Wow. Crazy. That's crazy. Well, we could have definitely used those effects last week. There's no doubt about that. We could definitely use those effects last week. It definitely got crazy. And it was definitely just like that, y'all. It was definitely just like that, you know what I'm saying? Had to keep things from bubbling over a little bit too much, but you know that just indicates that, like, the passion that people have about particular subjects, you know, that's out there, you know, in the idea marketplace. You know how passionate that people could be. Once again, telephone lines are open as we get warmed up. All right, our guest is coming in at the bottom of the hour. Big shout out once again to James Eternal, expecting him to be in the building in just a bit. All right, let me see if I can get my switchboard together. What joints I'm going to play? Once again, we got some morning music. Matter of fact, I'm gonna see if I can go to this joint right here. See if I can go to this particular joint right here. All right, brother blessed me with this one the other day. All right, he's definitely been he's been on these airways. All right, he's been on these airways in the past. All right, big shout out to him. Another West Coast artist. Big shout out to Max Slug. Max Slug blessed me with a joint. All right, him and some of the cats from around his neck of the woods. All right, this joint is called, right, I had to hit him back after he sent me the song, because while the song is, the song is crazy. The song is bananas. And I, for my independent artists out there, you want to send me something, definitely send me something like this if you want to be involved in the Go and Know. All right, but this is a banger right here, brand new music coming from Max Slug with his folks in them. All right, this is Blackalicious. All right, this is Max Slug alongside of Rock Fizzle, BZ Two Slap. I guess when he beat you in the head, he slapped you two times, and James the Popo. I hope you're not Popo. James, you Popo? No, I hope you're not Popo. But anyway, you definitely got a hot song on this one. This is called 206-4321, Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. Do yourself a favor, accept no imitations. We'll be right back. Just getting warm.
From the city where it rains and the drought same. Can't do it by yourself, take a look at James. A whole lot of money came with hella pain. Before all the Jaguars are bald early. Pay me right now, so your boy dirty. Clean, a last dime like Master P. So the opposite of Pepsi on this Union Street. Buzz banging off BZB. The other half of Blackberry Legacy. Brush your hair if you want waves. Never piss against the wind, it's an old thing. I ride around town with my roof back. Laughing at your car, you got a roof rack. All at the light, who you think they see? Pass 550, all white be me. Call me cocaine without the soda. I sip XO, what the waitress told her. Blowing on Gary Payton. Got the cleanest Camaro on 30 acres. Got my bitch mad at my bitch. Got a pocket full of money, came from my gym.
And my gifts came from my spit. And my spit came from the grit.
Three levels of gang, let it show you how it's done.
206, that's where we from.
We from. If you want some, come and get some.
Come on.
Three levels of gang, let it show you how it's done.
206, that's where we from.
Max Love, you the one, come get some.
I spit that dope, nigga, Caribbean hopeless. And you brokeless, bitter, and you holeless. You show weakness, boy, you can't defeat this. I've been paper death, figured it's that realness. This verbal deepness, competitors leave them speechless. I manifest to the season of the sickness. I lay you down on top of the path so you can witness. I break them off with the gypsiness. Post fly, popping this insulin like 40 water. Steam, show action, just like a plotter. The mighty hotter exploded to a time bomb. You rather ball dash, you rather idolize. Don't make me mad, nigga, you rather socialize. Man, I terrorize. When I grab the moon, star puts off, and I touch the sun. 2, 6, 2, 1, we show you how it's done.
Hey, yo, I'm falling. Yo, MC's going dumb.
Three levels of game, let us show you how it's done.
206 is where we from.
Yeah,
if you really want some, come get some.
Hey, yo, I'm falling.
Yo,
MC's going dumb.
Three levels of game, let us show you how it's done.
206 is where we from.
If we rock, come and get some.
The countdown ain't necessary. A whole lot of black on one track, but it ain't February. Supreme skills, yo, my DNA is legendary. A franchise player, the funk is a Reddit thing. Lyrically, I'm a menace. I serve a nigga like tennis, putting rappers and producers out of business.
Can I get a
whip? And it's in high fashion. My track record is flawless. They can't compete with the beats, so jealous niggas press charges. There's only one pistol, and never be another after me. Anybody caught fighting my shit is considered blasphemy. You niggas can't see me or see the bigger picture. I dare you to try to battle. You better bring a dick sticker. Cause you gon' have to laying it, that's how I finish saying this. Y'all fail to recognize I ain't the nigga to be playing with. This hip-hop music, I got to do it. I'm the illest nigga alive, now watch me do it.
Hey, yeah.
Four supersonic MCs going dumb.
Yeah. Three levels of game, let us show you how we do it.
206, that's where we from.
You want some, come and get some.
Let's go.
Four supersonic MCs going dumb.
We got three levels of game, let us show you how it's done.
206, that's where we from. We
from.
Let me get some.
Hip-hop, nigga, don't stop.
Got your attention.
Flinch, boy, you might get popped.
Not my intention.
Reflex, tap that jaw, no extension. Bang on me, but a nigga want peace.
Peace.
Black on black crime, nigga must cease.
I welcome y'all to the belly of the beast.
You'll get Starbucks, leave your coffee ground in these streets. Nigga, I slap, I love this song, full track. Fall back, I make beats, of course I can rap. Rap circles run most of your cats. Smell you from here, nigga, smell like a rat. Flip most bars, I'm busting your cap. Nigga, four street stars been paid off that. $1 million nigga surviving this pandemic. Give me everything you owe and the protests never
end. Supersonic MC's going dumb.
Three levels of game, let us show you how it's done.
Yeah.
206 is where we from.
Where we from.
You want some, come and get some.
Yo, four supersonic MC's going dumb.
Three levels of game, let us show you how it's done.
206 is where we from.
Where we from.
You want some, come and get some.
Crazy right there. That shit is bananas right there. And that's what I'm talking about. Some official hip-hop shit right there. All right, big shout out to my dude Max Slug for hitting me up with that joint, for blessing me with that joint. All right, that's the Blackaholics. All right, let me get the name right. That's the Blackaholics. All right, that's your dude Max Slug, Rock Fizzle, what's my dude name? My dude Two Slaps. Word. And James Sapopo on that joint, 206-4321. All right, Mr. Roy over there real quiet. He must be breathless. You feeling that joint, Mr. Roy? You ain't even got to answer. I know you rocking with that joint. That joint was official. Joints had, you know what I'm saying? Now, they reproduced like the beat that we're familiar with, put their own little spin on it, put some cuts on top, and the bars. right, definitely rocking with that one. You're going to be hearing a lot from that one right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Big shout out once again to my dude, Max Slug, all right, for blessing me with that joint. Mr. Roy, you want to say something real quick before we keep it going?
Man, I appreciate the authenticity and the fact that, like you said, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but they didn't make us focus on what we already knew. They gave us something new to focus on. You know what I'm saying? They came with the bars, and I got a track for the Going No too with some bars in it. So we're gonna see what it do a little later.
All right, that's hot. I definitely can't wait to hear that. All right, let's keep it banging as we wait on our guest to come in any minute now. James Eternal should be in the building in just a bit. All right, let's keep it going with this brand new DMX off his latest, his last offering, the Exodus album. This is him alongside of Nas and Jay-Z. This is Bath Salt.
It's the living, Coca-Cola's the sponsor. I run up with your boot, hope it's a monster. Yeah, they like me like that. Every girl I see wanna be white, be like that. I'm the king of some under, king of the summer. Come be my Kardashian, queen of the come up. To be loved, Shakespearean, experience. To be us, jumping off boats, hopping off another cliff. Every 6 months I think I need a new bucket list. Yeah, I think I might need a harem. I'm way too much, y'all should share them. I'm feeling like a baron, all I need is a castle. Be my Halle Berry, all you need is a castle. All I need is heaven, I don't want the hassle. God bless the child, I can hold his own.
My instincts guide me through this Curtis Blow culture. Good angel, bad angel, sitting on both shoulders. One be trying to gas me, manipulate me, tempt me, make me have no soul. So I like to take a tally all in favor of the days when the paper wasn't major, but love was abundant. Before the God got the Godson upon his stomach, let these know it was a feeling I would get from music that they would come with. Hate start with H, cause the H come after a G. They won't say it face to face, they say it after I leave. After the first night at my place, she asked for the keys. It's my season, Garden of Eden, we Adam and Eve. Now we naked in savage hedonism from a lack of belief. I ain't a pastor, Pastor Lafitte. We ain't in no relationship, but do relationship things. No ring, but she slides through when I ring. Ha, let's put success to the side. I still be this fly, firework to Popeye's. That's a whole lot of spinach, whole game full of gimmicks. Make a fool out of yourself for a post with academics. We are not the same, I am an alien hovering over your city, shutting down all the stadiums. Wiping out everything in my radius. Don't play with us. Y'all ain't made enough.
Pop off. We don't blow it up till we blow it up. Cats better slow it up. Y'all know what's up. My name, throw it up. We all know that. Got missing the action. Where are they at? See, you never really been stuffed out. But you got enough mouth to get snuffed out. Duke the rough route. We don't play around here. We grown. Start applying pressure. Give a dog a bone. I'm taking half. It's just that simple. Oh, I can start popping like pimples. I'ma let you call it. You ballin' till you get hit with them hot things. Now you staggering and falling. Holding up the wall. You got more than enough holding you to fall. You just wasting some time. Come on, man. I got to do. Like, hit your crew. Might hit your crib with this. Don't do not a damn thing, but go with the program. Beast on that beat like Conan, Bonan. I'ma go with no man is ever gone. When it's all in the song, I'll let you know. In the song, I got nothing to hide, but you got a reason to run. Come through like, till it's squeezing the dust. That's just squeezing one. Imagine if we all let go, turn your whole block into death row.
Wow.
Nothing but heat. Yeah, nothing but heat, nothing but heat. Dirty Basement Radio, you know how we do it. More new music than anybody else before everybody else off that latest, that last DMX album, May Peace Be Upon His Soul, Exodus. That was him alongside of Jay-Z. Crazy right there. And Nas. Crazy, crazy right there. That was called Bath Salts. We're going to keep it moving, keep it going. I got a lot of music I got to try to get to today. We're going to take it from the States to take it overseas right now with a brand new banger coming from my dude, Switch Ill, coming in from Japan. Yeah, he was on these airways live from Japan last year. But we're still in touch. We're still doing the network thing. You know, that's how we get it in. All right, brand new music coming from him just in time as we open up from Corona. This is called Mask Off.
Yeah. What's up, homie? Switch Ill. Yo, for the people, it's a brand new Japanese style swag on the earth. When you extra the pink and the cakes, everything is so bright. We gotta go to the next. We can get in the hype, man, go for the fresh. Nice, my stage, no legs in the chest. Try to make it later all day, make money, yeah. I'ma win,
I'ma win.
I'm fresh, I'm fresh. Follow my way, my cover face. Frank and Toby, so freak on me. Rolling, chronic, moon, we shall reach. All these beauty, this bad old thing I got inherit. Golden age, I'm a new era. Very good, good fella, baby Shella. Make it fella, a digital leader. Make some new prey. Hey homie, everybody say
Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend, giving you more heat, more fire. That one checking in from the land of the rising sun. All right, brand new music coming from my dude Switch Ill live from Japan. All right, real fire right there. Real fire right there. You know how I do it, the independent artist's best friend. All right, looks like I have my guest for today in the building. All right, let me see if I can get him mic'd up in just a minute. All right, big shout out to James Eternal. All right, let me get this connected. What's good, brother?
Y'all having me, man.
Alright, no doubt. Well, definitely welcome to the Dirty Basement Radio Show. Alright, now this gentleman here is a Midwest artist. Now we've been connected actually behind the scenes for a minute, alright, because yeah. I know his cousin, and me and his cousin was mad cool for a long time. So we've been connected behind the scenes for a minute, but I didn't really know how deep he was into the whole music scene until recently. You know, as far as him being an artist himself. So, we had a chance to reconnect, behind the scenes. And he was also kind enough to bring me onto his platform and to interview me on his platform. It was a fantastic interview, and I definitely want to thank you on the air right now for that. So, let folks know how they could check that out and let them know about your other the platform that you do before we get into, James Eternal as an artist.
Okay, and I appreciate that spectacular introduction, by the way. So I have a YouTube podcast where I bring on different, it's called The Business 2.0. It's under Charles and Trimble Music, and that's Charles and Trimble Music, and Trimble is spelled with an I. So it's T-R-I-M-B-L-E. Charles and Trimble Music Group is where you can find it. But anyway, the podcast that I brought DJ Sincere on was called The Business, and I've been doing it for a little over a year now, and I've been able to bring in industry heads from engineers to radio hosts, DJs, music development coaches, and things of that matter, of that nature. So it's been really great and insightful and enlightening for me myself as an artist and also as an entrepreneur. So as far as the music goes, I've been, you can say since the 90s, I've really been kind of mobbed up with different crews here and there. And then I finally decided to do my own thing. And I'm really glad I went in my own direction. You know, when you're in a group so long, it's almost one of those things where they label it creative differences because, you know, cats sometimes have different ideas about different things. So,
right.
Yeah. So that's kind of my story. Obviously, I'm active right now, and I do appreciate you playing some of my music for the listeners, and I'm glad that, you know, people were actually digging it, man. And that's really what, you know, what I do this for, is just to be able to be fulfilled. You know, I don't know what I would have done over COVID, man. Would have went crazy if I couldn't do this music. So
I feel you. I definitely, you know, saying I definitely feel you on that. So, you know, what actually, you know, what actually brought you to the table? What actually brought you to hip hop? What got you sitting down and writing rhymes and doing all that things? What was the catalyst? How did this start for you?
Yeah, you know, like everybody else, I was intrigued by the, first hip hop records, and all of that was going on in the late 70s, early 80s. And then there was, you know, to tell you the absolute truth, there was a couple of cats who was a group who used to rhyme on my bus all the time. And I'll never forget, they were called Omar and Vincent, right? And so, you know, they would rhyme and entertain everybody. And it would be one of those things where I loved the fact that they could put words together and it sounded so slick to me. So before that time, I had never thought of doing it on a personal level. I always just enjoyed the music, and I was always a fan. And then at that time, I started writing some stuff down. But, you know, I was mad shy as far as kicking it to other people. And, you know, gradually I got my courage up, and I kicked it to a couple of people, and they were digging it. And from there, they just kind of planted a seed for me.
Right, I can dig that. Now, a lot of times, that's where it's, you know, that early encouragement or that early discouragement, you know, could make or break you. You know what I'm saying? It can make or break you right there, because if they would have said, oh, man, that shit is kind of nervous, you might not have never tried to do that shit again.
No.
Right?
You know what? You're right. You're right. That's very
You know,
cool.
I mean.
Yeah.
I'm
talking.
You know, that's not true for everybody. So, you know, some people will still, you know, try to press on, and, you know, because they want to do it, they're going to try to keep doing it and get better and understand that, you know, the first day you pick up a pen or the first day you pick up a turntable, you're not going to be whoever it is that you admire. You're not going to be them by tomorrow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's going to take a while. It's going to take a while.
It's going to take a while. It's definitely a work in art, a work in progress. And, you know, I speak with some dudes about this all the time, is that it's a craft, man. You have to always get better. You have to always stay sharp, because what is it? If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So you're definitely right, man. If someone would have crushed my dreams early, and my parents were always encouraging, too, even though they didn't understand the music, right? They was like, oh, what's this?
Right.
So I was digging their records and all that and find breaks, James Brown breaks and different breaks like the Isley Brothers or whatever. And so, you know, I was always kind of had an ear for production as well, but, you know, I fell on the side of I was good at rhyming. And so, like you said, the early encouragement was really what kept me going. And then entering into talent shows and stuff like that really got me used to performing in front of crowds. And after that, it's just, again, you gather more and more strength from that energy of people around you. And I just wanted to be the nicest on my block. That's how the shit started, man. I just wanted to be the nicest on my block. Then it got to be I wanted to be the
nicest. That's how it always starts. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, your story is definitely, you know, familiar to me. You know, there's elements of my story within yours. But do you do production now?
I do a little bit of production. I'm just starting to get to that. I guess, spot where I'm falling back from so much of, like, behind the mic, and I'm learning different, like, programs and things like that. So, you know, I'm by no means an expert. I feel like I'm one of those artists that has an ear for good beats, and I just want to carry that on to production. I hear so many great artists, and they rhyme the bullshit to me, right? They don't know how to pick beats, so to speak, right? So I think that makes mm-hmm. a major difference. People are listening for that music, and then they listen for that good hook. So I'm just getting in production, but for right now, I just feel like I got an ear for it, and I just want to dive into it deeper.
Okay. So, you know, as you continue, you know, your progress with the music, as you continue your journey, like, what is your approach, you know, as far as, you know, the music that you decide to put out and the feel of the music, the style of the music that you decide to put out? Because there's a lot of different things in the marketplace, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But your sound is not, you know, what's dominating the airways right now, at least not with the cut that you submitted, you know, for the Go and No segment. So what's your approach to the market?
You know, I look at this twofold. Actually, that's a great question. So what I thought about is just I always wanted to go against the grain. So I make music for for a certain audience. And I've been told, like, you know, there was a time where I was an artist. I wanted to please everybody. I wanted to make something that everybody loved. And I wanted to make, like something that's out right now. But I thought to myself, like, you know, I look at my music as more select, almost like it's a Bugatti, because everybody can't get it. Everybody's not going to get it, right? And I stopped making music for everyone and just started making for that niche that I know appreciates what I do. And if somebody else catch on to it later, then that's cool. My approach has always come from a hip-hop foundation, but I always had tried to add other elements. So I've done some reggae-ish. I've done some trap type stuff. I've done some like rock, you know, mixing hip hop with rock and different elements. I want to keep my genres. I want to keep my sound fresh, but I aim to not really sound like what's out there right now, because I feel like you can get lost in the shuffle really easy, you know? And so that's kind of what's my approach and the direction I come from when I do music.
All right, fantastic, fantastic. Dirty Basement Radio. All right, we're in the building right now. If you're just checking in, we're in the building right now with my guest, independent artist James Eternal, is sitting down with
yes,
us
sir.
Right here in the Dirty Basement. All right, having a real good conversation as we get it warm. I don't want to bring in my co-host right now, Mr. Raw, into the conversation. Mr. Raw.
Can you hear me?
Yep, there we go.
All right, there you go. What's going on, Mr. Eternal? What's going on with you, brother? How you feeling?
Yes, sir. What's up with you, brother? It's a good thing. Good to meet you, brother, and connect with you.
All right. We're going to chop it up on the air and then chop it up after the air and beyond the air and in the stratosphere and over there and make sure it's clear. You know what I'm saying? That's how we got to get down in the dirty basement, bro. Just like Sincere said, a lot of your story is the same pages in my story also. You know, I look at this thing like a highway, because mm-hmm. there's the shoulder. You could pull over on the shoulder. You need to take a break, mm-hmm. a rest, and gather yourself and get your GPS together. You can merge, and when you merge, you got to speed up, and you got to keep mm-hmm. up with the fast lane, or you decide to, you know, get in the middle lane, or you decide to take it low and slow ride. That's the game. That's the game that you – it's just like jumping in a pool. So when you jump mm-hmm. in the pool, do you jump in the sauna or do you jump in the pool to get your toe wet to see if it's cold and then you'll get warm when you jump in, or you jump in while it's hot and you'll cool off when you get in? What's your preference?
Man, that's a good question as well. You know what? I like to dive head first into it, man. So I'm one of those guys that I like to just dive into it, man. There's no sense of easing your way into it. I'm a kind of a full speed ahead, you know, individual. So I like to dive in and see what it is, and then I make my adjustments from there, you know. And so that's kind of my approach, man. I'm an all or nothing guy, you know.
So in your mind, when you was coming up, you know, as a youngster, and you're saying to yourself that this is what I want to do, I see that I have a good rapport with this music, and, you know, I can't do it in the way that everybody do it, but I have to do it in my way. Who was your biggest influences, and then who was your ultimate collab in your mind?
In my mind, my biggest influence, and I hate dating myself, man, but my biggest influences were the lyricists, man, in the game. You know, the Rakims, and the, you know, I think a person who inspired me at the age to even start writing was LL, because we were around, you know, he was a couple years older than me, and I thought it was real fly somebody that young was doing what he was doing. But no, it's really the lyricist, man. Anybody inspires me who cares about what they say and cares about putting words together, and cares about. I think there's a certain responsibility comes to when you get some light, and even if whatever platform you have. So you know, there's different artists I can name. I'm gonna name people. I'm gonna leave somebody out. I really admire Kane a lot. You know, and different artists who have some versatility. Nowadays, there's a lot of artists who do that well. There's some artists who don't do it as well, but I really care about what I pen. So it takes me hours. I mean, the song that you guys heard, Bittersweet, it probably took me, you know, 2 weeks to write that, because I really care about what I say. And as a lyricist, I like to be precise. And I like to be understood, and I like to use as few words as possible to get my point across. So there's a method to my writing. But as far as collabs, I would say my ultimate – are you saying people I collab with, or people that I would like to collab with?
All-time dream collab.
Dream collab. Oh, well, that's great. I would love to collab with Nas. I would love to collab with Drake. Those are two guys. And also, you know, anybody who would challenge me. I mean – somebody like a Busta Rhymes, his style is totally different than mine, right? But he would challenge me to elevate what I do to a final level. And I think a lot of times when you get on a track with somebody, you should never emulate or imitate, but just bring whatever you bring to the field, because that's why you're on that track. You know, I can never rah rah like Busta, right? And I can never, like, and you know, another guy I would love to collab with is Ghostface. I really love what he does with his wordplay. But again, I would just be the best of what I do and let them to be the best of what they do. You know, and I think that's what makes a great song. So, but yeah, those would be a couple of my dream collabs or guys who are in the industry that I would love to collab with, because I feel like, you know, our vibes are similar. We do something different, but our vibes are similar, you know. In that way. So.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. All right. Well, yeah. We'll pass you back to DJ Sincere. I'm definitely looking forward to hearing your stuff. We're going to link up off the air, you know, check you out on social media.
Oh, no,
we're going to connect the dots and network.
No question.
Definitely. All right. I appreciate
okay,
you, bro.
I appreciate you too, brother. Thank you.
All right.
All right. All right. All right. Dirty Basement Radio. Telephone lines are open. 563-999-3050. Once again, that's 563-999-3050. We're in the building right now with James Eternal, getting ready to jump into the song that set it off for us right here on Dirty Basement Radio, the joint Bittersweet. You heard us reference that song a little bit earlier during this conversation. Why don't you introduce that song for us, brother?
Yeah, this song is called Bittersweet. It's a single off my upcoming album called Medicine Disguised as Ice Cream. And the artist name I go on is J Irv or J Dot E J E. And this is Bittersweet. I hope y'all enjoy it, man. Thanks.
I'm rolling with my co-conspirators, only God superior. Fans out in Nigeria, low-key, revering us. Don't light your cigarette, let me know if you're triggered. Your rap is already on me, and after this, a bigger debt. Dropping up many parables, calculating the barrels. But fourth quarter for me is just love, for you it's terrible. When will they understand my poetry simply beautiful? Fake news to you, but the facts are undisputable. Presidents will have to show me with this provision. MCing for me is a pre-existing condition. Hold up, let's take it back to the 90s and 80s. My sex is like Nirvana to these bare-necked ladies. You vibe to the photogenic microphone in his career path. It could have been a human biogenics, you hold. So if we ever got into a scrum, a mercy killing, you hear the slow beating of the drum. My appetite, destroy rappers who ain't rapping right, and dissect the inner workings of a satellite. When we talk, it better be about the bottom dollars. Reflect, I'm looking for the bread like it's holler. Praises go out to Allah, whatever God that you follow. Thought so disappointed, I didn't talk about Prada. This is for the sharp-witted brothers, really get it, who study they bogus charges, and finally they got acquitted. Attitude is similar to red tail pilots. Stone face, the clear blue sky turned violet. When Jay talk, you better listen up for the nuggets. Some gold mining, the other prospects that said fuck it. But we want the whole music scene to be united. The bad rappers, I'm hoping that they suffer off the riders. For those who never tried us and thinking they shit is righteous, never knew we was kings, but coming up right beside us, you thought wrong. Cause now I'm reunited with the fam in three steps ahead of the law and Uncle Sam. Humanity, the tribal nature of it is insanity. Cop that kill Laquan, they taking care of his family. Document the shit that happened out here in the streets, and pay close attention to government overreach. Preach. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat.
Coming from our guest, we got him in the building. That joint was called Bittersweet. All right, that joint was called Bittersweet. Now that we know how to properly address you, sir. All right, that was J. Irv. All right, blessing the track right there, no doubt about it. All right, telephone lines once again are open. I see a 614 area code in the building, 614. If you want to come on these airways and join the conversation, then press that number one button. And in the meantime, I got a 484 area code. All right, I know who this is. All right, one of my folks right here. All right, let's get him in the building right quick. All right, 614, I got you coming up next. JP, what's going on, JP?
He left a lot of cards.
What's happening, brother?
JP.
Yeah, everything is all good. Yeah, everything is all good. All right, we're in the building. We're in the building right now with our guest. J. Irv is in the building with us.
J. Irv, that song was banging. That beat was hard. And them lyrics. That beat was real hard.
Man.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate
that,
bro.
Yeah, nice and hard.
Yeah. Man, I appreciate that. My man, Nano put that together, man. A close friend, a associate of mine. But, yeah, I appreciate that, bro.
That.
I really do, man.
Yeah, no doubt. I like how y'all let it rock for a little bit at the end.
Sincere would tell you that is a mistake, boy. Don't leave that many bars there, sitting there, because you know Mr. Raw likes to jump on things. I'll call me King Jack. You know, I'm notorious.
Yeah,
jump
banging.
On. Don't leave four bars. Ooh, don't do that.
Yo, we did that kind of. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. We did that kind of on purpose because you know it's one of those head nodders and you. you know, you riding in your you gotta let
rock to that for a minute.
Yeah, man. I really appreciate that though, bro. That's really that's love, right, man.
I'm feeling that one, yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, JP, we definitely appreciate you coming through, being in the building. Now, we're going to need your, you know what I'm saying, we're going to need your ear and your expertise a little bit later on in the show when we do the go and know. So I definitely appreciate having you in the building. So, you know, hold on tight and hang out with us for a while if you can.
All right,
no doubt, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Definitely let folks know that we're in the building right now. You can follow me on Twitter and on IG at Dirty Basement. You should be following me already, for real, for real. But DRTYBSMNT. If you're an independent artist like my dude Jay Irvin, you got some fire, then you definitely need to holler at me. Let me jump to the 614 area code. They're in the building. They got something they want to say. 614, you're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio. What's happening?
Yeah, what's up? Shout out to Mr. Raw first and foremost. What's up with y'all, yo?
You?
It's all good. It's all good. Who's this and where you calling in from?
Hey, my name One Take P, you feel me? I'm from New York, but I'm calling from the CO right now, Ohio.
Columbus in the house, huh? That's what's up.
Yeah.
No doubt.
That's my young gunner right there. He got some fire for y'all. Oh boy, he got some fire.
Hey, that last track y'all played, that last track was dope. And you was right, because once the spitting stopped, I was like, oh, he left space. That's a no-no. I started snapping in the car on that. Yeah. Appreciate that.
You killed it though.
You killed that.
Man, no doubt.
Look forward, man. Collabs in the making, man. We got to make some things happen. That's how we got to bring back the essence of hip-hop, man. Everybody used to jump on each other's stuff and just support each other. That's how we got to do it. When tracks circle around and ciphers.
For real.
Man, you don't know how much
I miss ciphers, yo. Like, nothing was better at sharpening your skill than you being around a group of spinners and just going, yo, jumping in. That was, and
that's how you, like you said, that's how you get, that's how you stay sharp, man, because, you know, brothers are going to be influencing and inspiring each other, man, and I miss those too, you know.
And it's like you could challenge yourself, go ahead. I was about to say, like, yeah, you could only, like, challenge yourself so much, but, you know, once you get around other styles, you know what I mean? You really get to see how far you can branch out.
Yeah,
that's true. We're going to bring that back. We're bringing that back. Dirty Basement is bringing back the cypher. Make sure y'all understand that. Me and Sincere are going to talk behind the scenes. We're going to set that up. You already know how I give it up. We are going to bring back the cyphers, man. Authentic hip-hop, man. The love of it, the wordplay, the authenticity, the skill set. You know, songs like that DMX song with Jay-Z and Nas just now. Man, that was heat, man. I love that, man.
That's crazy. I appreciate y'all letting me chop it up with y'all. I appreciate that because I'm on my way to work right now, but I'm glad I got to get a couple minutes in here.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, definitely appreciate your support, my dude. Definitely appreciate that.
No doubt, man.
We're going to judge you.
No doubt, coming in from the 614, we definitely appreciate that, brother. Dirty Basement Radio, making things happen. Once again, things happen live on these airways, collaborations and situations, all kind of developments get put together live right here on the air. So something else we're going to be hoping to put together. We'd love to bring, you know, some live on air, microphone wizardry like that and, you know, develop something. We've been actually looking to do that for a little while, but, you know, just finding a consistent flow of MCs is not as easy as you would think it is. Cats that, you know, really, 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 really rhyme. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, could actually get up here and actually spit some shit. Everybody don't got the nerve. And, you know, some people know what level they on. And they're going to stay in their lane. You know what I'm saying? They're definitely going to stay in their lane. But once again, we're in the building right now with Jay Irv. We got a couple of more cuts that we want to get into. Now, I would imagine that these cuts are also from your latest offering. Yes?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They,
okay.
Yeah, medicine disguised as ice cream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And let me give you the meaning before we jump into the joint. Before we jump into this joint, man, I want to thank those callers, two callers, man, because that's how we keep this hip-hop shit alive. You know, that's how we keep this shit running. Like, you know, other cats that's interested in, like you said, collab, deciphering. And just the meaning behind my joint is kind of a weird name, but medicine disguised as ice cream. The medicine is the message and the authenticity, and that ice cream is that shit that's out right now, that fluffy. You know, that's that. So it's it. You know, it's almost like giving you that ice cream with that medicine packed inside. So it tastes good, but you're getting something out of it. So that's the meaning behind this shit.
I got you. I mean, you know, that's a strategic way of doing things. You know, a lot of times people don't want to take that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times people don't want to take that medicine. So, you know, you hide that medicine in the ice cream. You hide it in the, you know, you hide
apple
it in the, you know.
Yeah,
that right. You know what I'm saying? You hide it in.
You already know.
So that way.
You already know.
By the time they realize what's going on, it's too late. It's too late. You already got the medicine. It's too late.
There you go.
They knocked out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Irv is in the building, man. Let's get into this next joint right now. This song is called Peaks and Valleys, man. You want to introduce this one?
Yeah, this is another joint off of the project. It's called Peaks and Valleys. It's produced by my man, Dynamite Willie, and he's out of Chi-Town. And, yeah, it's just a cool joint, man. We wanted to kind of do the jazz hip-hop thing, so y'all check it out. Hope y'all dig it.
Allow me just to touch your brain with skills that be insane. Not bragging about my chain, nothing that's too profane, but lame. I make a living off writing all the forbidden. I swear these rappers owe me a Nobel Prize, a ribbon, a medal. But just to settle with mention me with the greats. Deserve to be in hammocks and chicks feeding me grapes. The tapestry that we make is art they gonna hate. Offended like I'm picking it right off their dinner plate. But wait, he cook it up and I sprinkle all the seasoning. Running shit, they can't keep up, they start wheezing and breathing and realizing we got it locked. I'm warning you, complex like brand new languages to a former and a hombre. Respected like Kanye and Andre. Pay my rent when you get rich, that's what my mom say. Sacrifice, I'm hitting the little Joe with the dice. That's what you do in industry, cheating you out your slice. The older that I become, I'm thinking of ways to scheme. Cause when you're broke, it costs money for you to dream. My life, I will admit, has taken a little hit. And that was way before we dealt with this COVID shit. Immune to all the people that wasn't that motivated. Cause if they love you in due time, they grow to hate it and cynical. In God's time, we reach the pinnacle. Keep in mind that no two rhymes will be identical. No cap, I ain't waiting for no discovery on the grind. Until I'm deceased, and then they cover me. Blessed up, and drip me with diamonds. And from the neck up, six girls surrounding my casket. With they dress up, coordinate, and decorate things like I'm an emperor. Lines across the street, the book filled up with signatures. That's the way I wanna go out. That's if you listen to fighter jets and B-52s fly over Michigan. Life's a roller coaster, there's all peaks and valleys. Just making sure you're good with God for the finale. Life's a roller coaster, there's all peaks and valleys. Just making sure you're good with God for the finale. Life's a roller coaster, there's all peaks and valleys. Just making sure you're good with God for the finale. Life's a roller coaster, there's all peaks and valleys. Just making sure you're good with God for the finale. Just making sure you're good with God for the finale. Just making sure you're good with God for the finale. Just making sure you're Gucci with God for the finale.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. That's shout out to my man Pat on the platoon. on the acoustic guitar, my man Pat. You look that up.
Nice, bro.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. Little jazz hip hop thing going on right there.
Yeah, but it's lyrics. It gives you thought pattern. You know what I'm saying? It's a good music, man. It's real good, feel good music. That's what it is.
Appreciate that. Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt. J. Irv showing the versatility on that one, changing up the style, showing y'all some of the different possibilities. Taking y'all to a couple of different places. That's what it is. Dirty Basement Radio. DJ Sincere, alongside of my dude, Mr. Roy. We have our guest in the building. J. Irv is with us right now, having a real good time, man. We definitely enjoying the vibe, man. No doubt about that. You know, giving us some words and, you know, some music to help us navigate those peaks and valleys, those ups and downs in life that we all going to go through, right? Yeah, that's real serious. Yeah, definitely digging that, man. You got a couple of joints that's definitely going to be mainstays here on Dirty Basement Radio. Yeah, you definitely got a couple of joints you're going to be rocking for a while.
That's love. I appreciate that. I really do, man, because, like, just to cut in for a second, like you said, we kind of go back, but we, you know, not, you know, through my cousin, but, you know, I've always heard great things about you, brother, and to be able to finally connect with you and then Mr. Raw, man, you know, it's full circle. It's just meant to be, you know? So,
not a lot of people can say they're going to get constant rotation on the Dirty Basement Show with back-to-back songs. I'm just putting it out there. You know, not that many artists is going to be able to ever tell you, well, Dirty Basement plays two or three of my songs. What? Because two or three of your songs ain't hot. You know, man, you may get one in the crack. You might slide one in the crack. But, you know, consistency shows, diligence shows, you know, because you're showing that you're committed and you want to keep the essence of emceeing and being interesting. You know, sometimes you could MC, but you could be boring. You could be not interesting. Yeah. You could stagnate yourself and keep yourself amongst what the 10 words that you do know, and you don't go out that L. You know, so it's appreciated to hear another MC. You know, saying I'm glad that you came right in the door when you came in the door, because we hear a lot of things over here. You know, don't go nowhere. I want you to stick around when the go or no goes on, so you can hear what's some of the stuff that's submitted to us at times. You'll be surprised.
Most definitely. And I've caught the show. I've listened to the show in the past, and art is an interpretive thing, right? Everybody interprets it different, but I am just, again, like I said, thankful that my music can find an audience, and because the game is so saturated now, you know? Again, like y'all brothers were saying, sticking to your guns. If I had any advice to cats out there, man, if people are not feeling something, somebody out there feels you. Stick to your guns. Stick to your lane, you know? So it's just a blessing, man. All of this is a blessing, you know? Unexpected blessing, man, but it's a blessing.
All right, that's what's up. Well, I want to see if I get JP back connected, because, you know, I know that this is particularly your lane, JP. I know this is your lane right now with that particular vibe on that particular last song
we
played.
You know what?
So you want to jump back in?
Yeah, I honestly was thinking that's a classic. That's a classic vibe, and I'm just saying vibe because, you know what I mean, like, because it's not on quote unquote mainstream, but the vibe just felt like a classic hip hop with that R&B jazz flavor. That was fat. I was listening for a solo on top of the track when it kept playing. Like, it sounded like it needed a nice horn, but that joint was nice. It was nice. It felt good. And the message was positive. The message was very positive, very inspiring. And the track was smoothed out. It felt like a classic joint. You just throw on any. It's like almost like when you throw on Summertime with DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince. Like, it's a good vibe. It's classic. Classic vibe.
Yeah.
That's my take on
Thank you. Thanks, bro. A lot of this, if I could just come in just for a minute, y'all know y'all remember, like, we talk about the golden age. But back then, we have, like, you know, 3.5, 4-minute songs, and they just kind of vibe out at the end. And so that's kind of the feel I wanted to bring to the project, you know. Just so it's just a vibe, you know. It's a big vibe. That's what I call it. It's a big vibe, man. But I really that's peace, man. I like that. Thank you.
Okay, okay. Well, now that things are opening back up, you know, from COVID, things here in New York City, you know, starting to, you know, open back up a bit more. You can stretch out, you can breathe, you could, you know, stretch your legs and such. All right, what should we look for, you know, from J. Irv? Should we look for you in a venue near us soon?
Well, I'm making my way. If this so happens, I'm making my way out to NY here in August, man. Actually, for about a little less than a week. But you know, in the meantime, I'm releasing music, you know, all your major platforms on Spotify, your Tidal, wherever you can imagine, Apple Music, wherever you can imagine. I'm doing videos. I'm just staying active, man. And you know, as far as shows, like you said, things are opening up, so I'm looking for show opportunities. You know, listening parties that might be in the works as well. It's just right now, again, everything's opening back up, so I figured I just want to stay active and kind of saturate the market as much as possible until things are fully open. But, yeah, you guys will see me, hear from me. You can find me, again, on Spotify. On Spotify, type in J.E. Bittersweet, and my whole joint will come up, okay? J.E. Bittersweet, type that in the search box, my whole joint will come up. You know, everything will come up. So my strategy is to release something every 6 to 8 weeks, and then at the end of the year, I'll just put the whole album together and drop it as a package. So that's what it is.
That's what's up. That's what it is. All right, we got J. Irv in the building now. We got one more song that I did want to get to. All right. Before we do conclude this interview, you got a song called Seeds. That's the name of the song?
Yeah, Seeds. Yeah, no doubt. Seeds, yep. Song I wrote for my seeds, man. You know, it was inspired by my youngest daughter, and she's just, you know, turned one and some change here recently. And so, yeah, man, it's very important for me to pay it forward and pass on a legacy. At this point, you know, I'm not trying to get fame and popularity out the game. This is a legacy. You know, my material, my catalog will be left for them. So this is a song called Seeds I wrote for them.
That's what's up. I like that.
All this posturing, mean talking, gossiping, all this beefing, and ain't nobody prospering. Don't confuse us when other ones abuse us, hoping to emulate us, but beggars, they can't be choosers. I'm planting trees and hoping they grow some leaves, offering up a cure in this world full of disease. Politicians fold, they scared of their voting blocks, but when the shit convenient, they posing for photo ops. And oh man, let it be said, this for the record, when we collab, we flipping the board, just like the checkers. They might hide, but they can't run from this forever, like cartoons. They run in the trap, I flip the lever. I'm all salt and pushing it good without the pepper. You cokehead, I look up the heroes like Mecca ever. My sound catchy and follow you around just like a tether. I'm playing Noah with these two women like I was Trevor. Strive for greatness, hoping y'all can see it through. This is for my seeds when I can no longer be with you. Strive for greatness, hoping y'all can see it through. This is for my seeds when I can no longer be with you. Strive for greatness, hoping y'all can see it through. This is for my seeds when I can no longer be with you. Strive for greatness. Hoping y'all can see it through. This is for my seeds when I can no longer be with you. Enemies fold and information withhold, but when holding a grudge, it kills your own soul. Style never get old, it's worth more than the gold. I think of my ancestors, I'm chopping blocks and soul. We talking inhumane, expected to entertain, or running a fast break without using your brain. But now I want my royalties in the streets, the loyalty stay on my grind daily, but still paying me quarterly. Bogus at best, so at my seeds behest, I'm building my empire, cause father he knows best. And now that I'm on a quest, the world is in the box, and most of my family tree refuse to take shots, believing it's just a plot. But yeah, I overstand, they got a slap on the hand when capital overran. And man, I'm just a boy who documents the crime. I'm spitting it to this beat that documents the rhyme. Strive for greatness, hoping y'all can see it through. This is for my seeds when I can no longer be with you. Strive for greatness, hoping y'all can see it through. This is for my seeds when I can no longer be with you. Strive for greatness, hoping y'all can see it through. This is for my seeds when I can no longer be with you. Strive for greatness, hoping y'all can see it through. This is for my seeds when I can no longer be with you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, definitely another hit. Definitely another hit. Remember where you heard these joints first, right here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, brother, you 3 for 3. All right, you 3 for 3. All right, definitely a nice joint, real nice joint. Like the vibe on that, like the feel on that, like the words on that. Yeah, you 3 for 3 up in here, brother, no doubt about that shit. All right, I got another one of my folks that's just stepped in. A minute ago. See, another one of my folks just stepped into the building. A couple of my folks, big shout out to everybody who's on the switchboard. Big shout out to my 347s, my 754s, my 678s, my 513s, my 202s, my 484s, my 786s, everybody who's on the website. Thank you all so much. Let me bring this gentleman and connect him to the conversation right now. He hosts both the Monday and the Friday shows here on Dirty Basement Radio, the Listening Room, Philly, and the Listening Room, D.C., respectively. This is my dude, Priest Ilica. Priest, what's happening?
Yo, I had to go get a popsicle and stick it in my mouth. Dude, shit's hot. Damn, it's hot. For real. I kid you not. No. If you can see me, I got a blue popsicle. Them joints is popping, yo. And we got to do something about that, come and do them joints live, man, because I think the live version is really going to get the platinum. Or the Grammy or one of them things right there, especially that last tune right there for my key.
Let's link it up.
Oh, excuse me, bro. I be running my mouth when I be on my shows, but when I hear music like this, that, like, bring that joy to my heart. Real, that's real tight. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it, bro. Yeah, let's make it happen, bro. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen, man.
I appreciate that, man. I really do. Like, again, man, anytime somebody, you know, like yourself, man, that chimes in, man, that just, you know, that just gives me, like, again, that makes me love the game even more, man, because I know there's people like me out there like me, you know? So,
yeah,
I love that.
So look what happened. I'm going to get permission now while I'm talking to the program director and be like, yo, can we get this brother back for the Philly show on Monday? For that Philly audience? Is that possible?
You can, hey, I'm here, bro. You got me.
Now, I was talking to the program director in the back because he's doing that research and pulling up these top artists. DJ Sincere, I know he out there. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Well, I mean, you know, well, the gentleman already said that he's available. He's more than willing to step into, you know, that particular time slot on Monday and be a guest on your show. So, you know, you gentlemen, y'all could definitely connect behind the scenes and, you know, work out all the particulars on that and make that happen, no doubt about it.
Yeah, JP going to handle all that. JP going to handle all that because that's his department. He talk all that sweet talk. I just go ahead and pump
all
it
right.
up. Yo, them things is popping, okay?
Man,
and
that's love.
I don't know what you really were doing while you were doing it, but you meant that, giant. That last song, you meant that. You catch me? And that's what's going to take that song to the T.O.P. You with me?
Yeah. I appreciate
right,
that,
I'm
man.
I'm putting my popsicle right, back in my right. mouth. I apologize. All
right, that's what it is. All right, I'm going to do a Priest in the building. Hold on tight, Priest. We're definitely going to need you for the go-and-no segment, so hold on tight. All right, I see one of my homegirls just stepped into the building. And I also see another one of my brothers in the building. Big shout-out to Spicy. Big shout-out to Two-Face. All right, let me see. All right, Spicy, what's happening?
Purple Dread.
What's up? I'm at work right now in New York delivering babies, but I got a break and I had to take a chance, a few minutes to come to Dirty Basement Radio, my favorite DJ, and listen to the going on.
All right, that's what it is. Got my homegirl Spice in the building. Another fantastic artist. I know you in the studio when you're not delivering babies. And, you know, I heard that the birth rate was going down, but I guess maybe not for black and Spanish folks. But I know when you're not delivering babies, you know, you'll be in the studio working on some new music. So, you know, what should we be looking for?
I got a new single coming out. I'll give it to you. I'm working on, besides that, I got two more, and I'm getting ready to drop 3 at a time. I'm in New York working hard as hell, but there's one coming real soon. Yes.
Okay. All right. Definitely looking forward to that. All right, we got our guest, Jay Irv in the building with us. You want to say a couple of words to him?
What's up? I'm Spicy. Check out my music. I'm out here working in a hospital, taking care of y'all babies and working hard on that music. Check me out.
Yeah, most def. Congrats on your new project. And, you know, I agree. DJ Sincere is that guy. You know, he's that guy. And
that's
love for you to call in. Much love. Congrats on your project and best of luck on your project. Straight up.
Thank you. Check me out on YouTube. I got an older single that's out, I'm Good by Spicy. It's a video. Check it out for me.
By Spicy. Spell S-P-I-C-Y?
S-P-I-C-Y. I'm Good by Spicy.
Okay. No doubt. I'll check you out.
Thank you.
All right, making those connections live here on Dirty Basement Radio once again. All right, let me keep it moving to the telephone lines. Got my dude Two-Face in the building. Two-Face, what's good with you?
Man, everything. You know how we do. We keep it moving, Irv.
All right, well, we're in the building right now with our guest, Jay Irv. Did you get a chance to hear any of that last song we played?
Nah, I didn't get a chance to hear anything, man. Actually, I called in before and then I had another call come in. So it kind of kicked me out. But, Jay Everin is an artist, hip-hop artist, R&B artist.
Yeah, hip-hop artist. Definitely got some, you know what I'm saying? You can meet his acquaintance. Yeah, you can meet his acquaintance right now.
Where you from? Yeah. What's going on, brother? Where you from?
I'm from Michigan, player. I'm from Michigan, bro. Yeah,
okay, that's
Michigan.
Up, man. I look forward to hearing some music from you. If it's on Dirty Basement, and it's a good look, I'm going to hear it. You feel me?
No doubt. I appreciate that. Where you calling in from, brother?
I'm originally from New York, but I'm in Atlanta right now.
Okay, I hear that accent, right. You no doubt.
Yeah,
I'm in Chi-Town right now myself, bro. I'm in Chi-Town myself right now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you sound like a real head, man. Do you rhyme? I'm sure you rhyme, right?
I mean, yeah, definitely. I'm a songwriter, recording artist. You know, I do hip-hop. Reggae, R&B, I ghostwrite R&B, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I got some things cooking up. We could possibly link up behind the scenes through, you know. Huh?
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Together and make something happen. Huh?
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was thinking like, yeah, I want to collab, you know?
I sound like a real dude. I mean, that's all I can be. I mean, I'm cut from that cloth that they don't even make no more. So, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
and everybody
know.
Can say
know.
That, but my resume is official tissue. You feel me?
No doubt. Yeah, brother, I would love to collab, man. You know, I'm always, like I said, looking for like-minded cats that, you know, they already know what it is. So.
No doubt. Yeah. And we inspire each other, man, and motivate each other, and it's a beautiful thing. Let's get this money at the end of the day. You feel me?
That's real. That's what I'm all on, man. You know, that dream works.
Yeah.
The dream works. No doubt.
Man, you already know it. This ain't no play, for real. I got a joint right now, man, that I got a single, Sincere, Dirty Basement Family. I got a single that we about ready to drop. I just sent it off to my man's, you know what I mean, track dealer. I don't know if y'all familiar with him, but that's the brother that produced the Bottoms Up of Trey Songz. So he got his hands on my song right now, you know what I mean? It's already paid, and I'm just waiting for him to send it back to me. You feel me?
Now we're looking forward to that. I'm quite sure it's going to be some fire on that one. All right, well, big shout out to everybody who's in the building right now. All right, we got the Go and Know that's going to be coming up in just a bit now. You may have noticed that, you know, we're kind of taking it easy right now, and normally we'd be just about starting to, you know, we'd be in the midst of going already, getting ready to wind down, getting ready to get to the bottom of the hour, and getting ready to wind up the show. But, you know, being that we've had the goings-on of the past couple of weeks where we really, 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 really ran short on time because of the nature of the show and the intensity of the show and such, we decided to extend the show just a little bit today so we can have a little bit of extra breathing room, all right? We've been in the building for the past, I guess, about a half hour, 45 minutes, I guess, really almost the past hour with our guest, Jay Irv, having a real good conversation. All right, we're going to get ready for this Going Know in a couple of minutes, but I want to jump to a couple of joints, and then we're going to come on back. So definitely stay with us. All right, Big Shout Out once again to all the area codes in the building, all my people that's holding it down right now. We definitely appreciate you. All my IG folks, we definitely appreciate you. All right, let's get in. All right, let's get into some of this independent music right now. A couple of the folks that I got on the air, so you can hear that everybody got skills, for real, for real. All right, let's go with my girl Spicy right now. This is I'm Good. Peep that video. Definitely fire.
Me with all of that sick shit. He damaged my mental. Fantasizing about the kid that I'm close to. You're clearly deranged, I don't fuck with you. You're a wolf and she probing, I noticed you. My heart was so big and I felt for you. Can't believe all the shit that you tried to do. I got you red-handed, I don't understand it. How could you do me so wrong? Took me through all this shit and I can't deal with it.
Crazy. Okay. I survived that lyrical drought that got it miserable. The storm ain't over cause the beast is a spiritual. Warfare this year, terrorists beware. Landed through old hand, the government don't care. It's all in the air now, soon about to go down. That third world profound, killer be tied down. The rich wanna hide now, fly him out the space now. Let them all perish here, the apocalypse be clear. When shit get real, niggas looking to forfeit. The priest on top trying to give him the pulpit. My mans won't quit, better stick to the spirit gear. Cause life is a motherfucker, nigga don't slip. What? When shit get real, niggas looking to forfeit. The priest on top trying to give him the pulpit. My mans won't quit, better stick to the spirit gear. Cause life is a motherfucker, nigga don't slip. I got my mind made up, the devil playing a trick. Cause I ain't taking for a ride on that FEMA trip. The government got plans trying to give us the chip. When it was floating through the media, that data encrypt. You see them D's on the corner in that unmarked whip. Ready to blow his brain out if that boy try to flip. It's either you obey the law or just empty the clip. You know them bullets that'll rip through your ligaments. Arm, leg, arm through your pancreas. It ain't safe in these streets, man, it's dangerous.
tear a hole through your flesh, through your intestines. Got them all in the booth trying to impress them. When you were born in this life, got a confession. I done did too much dirt, that's a good question. Why I'm here for the kids, got a good lesson. Don't be a fool, listen to the whole mission. When shit get real, niggas looking to forfeit. The priest on top trying to give him the pulpit. My mans won't quit, better stick to the script. Yeah, cause life is a motherfucker, nigga don't slip. What? When shit get real, niggas looking to forfeit. The priest on top trying to give him the pulpit. My mans won't quit, better stick to the script. Yeah, cause life is a motherfucker, nigga don't slip. What?
Got me deeply focused. It got me beaming for the green. My team is taking notice. They say raw, be easy. We gon' get this wild. Please believe when we achieve it, we will never stop. We gonna make it pop.
Real talk.
By any means, Nessie. Everything green up on the scene. Clean, never messy. We want the checks, enough respect. We won't settle for nothing less.
No way.
You must confess when put to the test. You're dealing with one of the best. Making a name in the game as I claim the fame. We gon' definitely do it. Rising above you lane.
Way above.
We put a mind into it. And I always knew it.
I did.
We was destined for it.
We are.
And if you not rolling with us, simply just ignore it.
I be on my money grind. I be on my money grind. Money on my mind all time. Money on my mind all time. I be on my money grind. I be on my money grind. Money on my mind at all times. I be on my money grind. I be on my money grind. Money on my mind all time. Money on my mind all time.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. Just listen to my dude, Mr. Raw on that Money Grind joint. Before that, you heard my dude, Two-Face. I talk about how shit gets real, and to set the set off with my homegirl, Spicy, with I'm Good. Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend, giving you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. We're getting ready for this Go and Know right now. Got my man JP in the building. I got Priest in the building. I got Spicy in the building. Got Two-Face in the building. I think I see my man Buttons. Yo, Buttons, what's good?
What up?
Chilling, chilling. Glad to have you back in the building, my dude.
Yo, man, it's a special occasion. I don't have to work. Let's enjoy it while we can.
I feel you on that. We have our guest in the building. We were chopping it up with a little bit earlier. My dude, Jay Irv, is in the building with us, man. You ready to be a guest judge for us today during the Go and Know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't wait to hear the music, man. Can't wait to hear it.
All right. That's what's up. All right, let me see if I got a. Let me see. Where am I at with it? All right, Mr. Roar.
You already know how it's going down. We about to set this thing off the right way. Do it politely. Let's start it.
All right. Big shout out to Purple Dread. I know she roaming around, probably in Purple Dread's kitchen. All right, cooking up the rice. All right, she know now not to burn the rice. She know don't burn the rice. All right, so she good now. She good.
Yeah.
But yo, Purple. But Purple Dread, man, if you could tap in real quick, man, we definitely need to hear your voice too for this Go and Know. If you're not busy making that curry chicken or something, we could definitely use you in the building. Alright, so Mr. Roy, you want to give the disclaimer right quick as we get ready to set it off?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome one and welcome all to a very full panel of the Go or No. Thank you all for participating. This is a game where we play, where you can send your music into DRTYBSMNTMP3AOL. Any genre, no censorship, and anybody can play. Anybody can judge. You call in the call-in number, 563-999-3050. We do not listen to these songs ahead of time. We do not prejudge them. No favoritism is here. Everybody gets to judge on their own merit. Nobody has to follow suit. And we are going into this quickly as we get to the bottom of the show, where if we're running out of time, we do appreciate if you can give us a basic no or go. When it gets to that point, we'll let you know. But now, on with the show.
Let's get it together. Let's get it together. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Roar, for putting out that disclaimer. And as a DJ, let me just say this. If you don't like this joint, it's not my fault. No, it's not my fault. If it's trash, I didn't produce it. It's not my fault. All right. All right. Now, with that being said, let's get to the first song. Right, we only got a few songs today. I only got about five songs for y'all today.
Six.
Okay. All right. So, all right. We got five plus a bonus from Mr. Roar, so we'll definitely get into that. All right, so the first artist up on deck goes by the name of Infamous. All right, and this song is called Demons. All right, let's see what he's talking about on this. Go or no.
Money, use a player. Play your cards right. I make magic happen. How you do that, you ask? It's a secret. She's willing to learn. Okay. I might teach her. Hope she doesn't run with my secret. The light don't shine over here. Move aside over here. Can't be scared. She's fearing you to embarrass you. 30 days straight, the boy prayed. He didn't get his prayers answered. But he got a hammer when I'm building his empire. Vision was there, but it wasn't clear. Support was nowhere. He knew he fucked up. Telling a bitch he loved her. What are you doing? Showing emotion. When it comes down to it, rather be out hoeing. She ain't holding it down, I'm telling you now. You better fucking her friend. She's still trolling on the internet. Then again, it's the internet. In the field, soon intersect. See who's really a threat. Want some neck, truly stretched. Look out, bro. Link a flex. Packaging competition. Cat came in, let's dish shit. These bitches back, let's ditch them. Black with a switch, get a shipped in. Out here slipping by, living life with my guys. So no love for the other side. Show me loyalty, love is blind. Restack it all to leave it all behind. Time is real priceless thing in life. Pretty.
Alright, that was Infamous. Alright, the song's called Demons. But he's talking about some love shit. I don't know. Alright, let me go to Mr. Roar first. Let him set it off. He have a first go at today's first offering. Mr. Roar, what do you got to say?
You know what? His accent, you know, kind of made me want to listen to what he was saying, but he was talking kind of gibberish. He wrote the beat and then he off-wrote the beat, you know? So, you know, I kind of, I'm going to say no today for me, just because I liked it, but then I think I needed to hear a little more of substance with it because he went a few places with it. And the accent threw me off at first, but I did like the beat.
Okay. All right, but overall, Mr. Roar is going to give that one a no. All right, let's go through the line as we set it off today on the go and no. All right, JP, JP3 in the building. All right, what's happening, JP? What do you think about that first song? You with me?
Yeah, I'm right here. You know, I was feeling it at first. It reminded me of She Keeps Passing Me By. Just a little bit, just his vibe, his voice. But I kind of agree with Mr. Raw. It was kind of, the more he was rapping, I was like, you losing me a bit. Like, maybe he should have threw a hook in there or something. I like his voice. I like his voice. I like the track, and I like how he was approaching it. But I just think he just needs to tweak it a little bit more. So it's a no for me.
So you're gonna give it a no?
I'm gonna give it a no this week.
You want a last name?
Okay, we got you. All right, JP is giving that a no. We're not off to a good start today. All right, let me see what the priest has to say. Priest, what do you think about it? I don't know. I think it sounds like the kids might not like it. I don't think the kids like it. What do you think about it?
I'm out here in the backyard. I don't have no kids. My kids in the house fighting over food. But that was smart. I cooked before we got on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm out in the backyard. But when the song came on, I was like, wow. It sounded like he had a live audience. So, you know, I'm into the live music section. I like live music. So I was like, he had the right component when he started out, but he ain't the guy to rap. He should just be a songwriter. And, you know, no, just no, no. Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely not off to a good start right there. All right, that's three in a row for no. Spicy, talk to me, girl.
Hey, Jake.
Help me out.
JP, I want to tell you I'm from Michigan. I grew up in Michigan. Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, in the house. But that's a no go for me.
Okay. All right, as we continue, I'm a dude infamous. He gonna be infamous in a minute. All right, Two-Face, talk to me. What do you say about the song?
Nah, that's a no go. You know what I mean? He sound like he just trying out, just trying to start rapping and stuff. And he's all beat on beat, like what Mr. Raw was saying. You know, pretty much everybody's saying the same thing. But, nah, that's a no-go. He don't even need to be rapping no more. Not even go back to the drawing board. Just give it up. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Wow. Okay. Well, man, Two-Face, let him have it right there. He's like, hang up the microphone, get out the booth, put down the headphones. It's a wrap. All right, J. Irv, you get the last word on this song. What do you say?
You know, as an artist, man, I know that guys are trying to – can you hear me okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so it's going to be a no for me. It sounded like my man was reading his lyrics almost, and you know.
Right.
I like the beat. I like the beat. It was creative. He could have did more. He could have maybe given more energy. His voice is ill. I like his voice, but I just felt like he probably could have gave it a little bit more energy, and it probably would have sold the track. Probably would have sold it better. But it's a no for me, bro.
Okay. Now my bad, because I skipped my dude, Benjamin Button. My bad, my dude.
Yo, to me, he sound like he don't know if he want to be a rapper or an R&B singer. The shit was lacking in all the most serious places. That's a no-go. On to the next one.
All right, on to the next one. All right, so it's unanimous. All right, nobody on today's panel likes the song. All right, the song is shot dead. It's shot dead. The only way this song can be brought back to life, I'd resuscitate it, give it mouth-to-mouth, hit it with the electricity or something, man. He gonna need some real heavy fan support. You got a couple days. All right, have your folks hit me up on my social media and say, no, that's my man. All right, but otherwise, whew, that song is getting fed to the sharks, going overboard. Big shout out to my dude, Black Caesar. All right, chopping up with him behind the scenes about some of that cryptocurrency stuff, but I digress. Let's keep it going right now. Next artist up on deck. Let's hope he can do a little bit better than the last one. This artist is Jay the Great. All right, this song is called Hustle Hard. Go on, no.
Yeah.
Latin region made it.
Hustle hard, we gotta get it. Gotta put that bad before we put our feelings. It's gonna be a killin', I keep it with me. It's a 40 Glock, it came with a fit. Don't move too quick. quick. My niggas taking out to complete the beat. That's just the way that we roll. No time for the internet, this shit for the troll. My game really bout that life, and that's the life you chose. Talking down on the game, this shit can get you froze. Hustle hard, we gotta get it. Gotta put that bad before we put our feelings.
That was Jay the Great. That song was called Hustle Hard. Let me go to my homegirl Spicy first on this one. What do you think about it, Spicy? You like that?
You know what? I roll with that. I think the young crowd
know
that.
All right. I think you got to come a little bit closer to the telephone, closer to the telephone a bit. You sound
okay.
Crazy far away and
okay.
Crazy muffled.
Can you hear me now?
So we really can't.
Can you hear me now?
There's a whole lot of echo going on. All right, we're going to see if we can get it together, though. We're going
to
see if we can get it together
right?
A little bit. All right, one more time.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there we go.
I'm
you loud and clear now, girl. You loud and clear.
That's a goal.
All right, that's a goal for my girl Spicy. All right, we appreciate that. All right, let's see. My man Two-Face, what do you think about the song? You vibing with it?
I mean, yo, I'm not even going to front just the way with what they doing with music right now with this generation. That's a go. You know what I'm saying? But my opinion, my honest opinion, like, I don't like auto-tune. You know what I'm saying? It kills a song. Like, if you can sing, you can sing. You don't need no damn auto-tune. And I know auto-tune helps you out with singing, but when you use too much of the auto-tune, it kind of makes it sound robotic. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I couldn't really make out all of what he was saying, like he need maybe a better mix or whatever and lighten up on that auto-tune. But, I mean, I give it a go. You know, I heard the energy. I was, you know, from what I was catching, I liked that hook. The beat was cool. You know what I'm saying? I give it a go.
Okay. I look like we might be turning things around, might be turning the corner on this one. J. Irv, give me some feedback. What's your thoughts?
That's going to be a go for me. You know, he had the soulful singing in there. It seemed like he had some, you know, I listened for voice inflections and different patterns and that he, you know, so singing that song, it's a go for me.
Okay. All right. Let's keep it going. JP, what's your thoughts on the song?
I think I agree with, pardon me, but the brother that was two voices ago, the brother with a deep voice, I agree with him. It's fitting what's going on right now, so I'll give it a go. But I also agree with him when he's saying it's too much auto-tune. And, like, as far as doing it live, like Pre-Saw is talking about doing it live, like, yeah, can you do it live without all that, all the technology? You know, that's the question. But as far as just listening, yeah, I'll give it a go. I'll give him a go.
Okay. All right. Let's keep it moving. Priest, talk to me. What's your perspective?
Is it my turn?
Appreciate it with me?
Trying to see if it was my turn because I was still listening to the song in my head. And I'm like, take off the auto-tune, dude, okay? Because your voice is in there. I hear it. And I'm like, I'm going to go with it. I'm going to say go because that's what they're selling right now. But I want to get the dude live. I want to record him live on stage with some live instrumentation with that thing and see what it turned out because I think we got a moneymaker right there, personally. So I'm going to go with it.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. All right, Buttons, did that song have any redeeming qualities for you?
Hell no. You already know what's going on in my world. That's a no-go. On to the next one.
All right, on to the next one. Button just going to smash the – he's going to smash the dislike button. He's going to smash the dislike button. All right, Mr. Roy, you get the last word.
Oh, Purple Dread ain't here?
Nah, I don't see Purple Dread. I don't see Purple Dread. Where Purple Dread at? Where you at, Purple Dread?
786.
Nah. She's not in the building. Maybe we'll get us connected in a minute. But what's your thoughts on the song?
All right. It's what's going on. He had a little structure, and he was a little melodic with it, so I went with it. but it wasn't nothing that made me say, oh. So, you know, he get a pass.
Okay. All right, well, it looks like it's unanimous on this one, pretty much, except for Button. Button is like, nah, well, you know, but you already know. We know if it's not hip-hop, Buttons is like thumbs down all day long. So, you know, we basically got like a 99 on that one. So a big shout out to Jay the Great on that joint. I hustle hard. All right. Let's keep it going right now. I've got a couple more joints we need to have you guys help me out with during this going note. Telephone lines are open. If my folks are online, if you want to play along, 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Excuse me, if you're familiar with any of these artists that we're playing right now, now's the time that they need your support. All right, especially my dude Infamous, he needs your support bad. So call that number, 563-999-3050, and tell us how wrong we really are. But let's see about this next joint up on deck. Artist goes by the name of L-Train, and this joint is called Up in Flames. All right, let's hope his song doesn't go up in flames. All right, let's see what's happening. Go or no.
Yeah. L-Train. Uh-huh. Had to link up. Get busy. Got some things I get off my chest. Gonna get it poppin'. Yeah. Okay. Yo. They said I wouldn't make it, I grew up to be a loser. Now I'm winning and I'm ballin', bitch, you're looking at the future. No smiles, no jokes, ain't here to shoot commercials. Envious killers, run around, try to murk you. Keep a small circle of day ones, made men. Started out with five, hustle hard, then I made 10. Hard to make friends when these agents be sending spies. Alone, sipping and sin while I'm watching the sunrise. Do your thing, make a name, now these broads be acting different. I'm up, don't give a fuck, cause my pippin' remain consistent. Listen to the streets, I ain't following TMZ. Junkies where I'm from, still shit today, OD. Staying low-key, playing spades, drinking wine. Learn from smarter dudes, take notes, picking their mind. My rhymes get me distant in the lab, feeling twisted. Hit stop and rewind, press play if you miss it. What you gonna do when your dreams go up in flames? It's all on you, ain't no one to point to blame. Every time I come around, damn, the love don't feel the same. Driving me insane, that's why I'm fighting for some change. Hustle, don't sleep, gotta get a day or night. Grew up in a city, it was popping on sight. Got my paper right, still building up my credit. Whip it off the lot, full tank on, let it. Vibe copacetic when dealing with individuals. The up.
Alright, the artist on that was L-Train. The song was called Up in Flames. J. Irv, you gonna set this one off for me? What do you think?
Oh man, okay. You know, I thought he was trying to spit a little bit. The beat was nice. You know what? Anybody who makes attempt to try to be lyrical, I felt a little hip hop influence in it. I'm gonna give him a go.
Okay. All right, J. Irv is feeling my dude's efforts on that. All right, let's see. I see 614 back in the building. 614, if you want to play along, press that number one button. We're in the midst of this go or no. All right, let me see. All right, Priest, what's your thoughts on it? What do you think about the song?
Nah, I ain't going with that song right there. So. Nah, because...
Nah, he ain't feeling that.
Nah, music is...
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got to jump in at the right time and flow with it. And my man, he murked the song for sure. So, nah, that ain't gonna work.
Okay. All right, Priest is giving that one a no. He's not feeling that one. All right, let's see what Spicy has to say about it. Spicy, what do you think about L-Train?
Hey, L-Train, I'm sorry, but I had an emergency, so I had to get off real quick. And it's not fair for me to judge that one, because I missed that one, but I'm back.
Okay.
No doubt.
I see, because Spicy is live at the hospital right now, y'all. If y'all don't know, she's actually a nurse. She's in the maternity ward. All right, helping deliver those babies. I'm making sure that the next generation makes a nice, pleasant entrance into the world. So we definitely salute her doing a damn thing out there. All right, let's keep it going right now. All right, let's see if my man Two-Face has something to say about the song. Two-Face, what do you got to say about L-Train?
Yeah, same thing the homie said. Like, you know what I mean? He came in on that track off like he wasn't on time. when he missed that train. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he tried to jump on the back of the train and fucking died and shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's a no go for me though. And
yeah,
another thing, he's rapping. He's just like rapping. Like, the whole song is just trash to me. You know?
Got you. All right, let me see what my man's Buttons has to say about this one. Buttons, did he go up in flames?
I like his effort. I like him trying to make some hot shit, unlike a lot of other shit that I be coming across. I give it a go.
Now you're going to give it a go. So he likes the effort. Okay, but did you like the outcome?
No, I meant to say that. It's not something I'm going to thump hard in my car or anywhere ever. But it's you definitely trying to make some dope shit. I respect that.
Oh, gotcha. All right, so he giving him an E for effort. Nah, that's how I like to say it. You got an E for effort, but you get an F for execution. All right, let me see what JP3 has to say. JP3.
Yeah, I like his effort as well. But I think his voice needs to be a bit more melodic, not singing either, but he was kind of monotone, sounded like he was reading a book. But I like the way he was flowing. But it's going to be a no for me right now. I just want him to attack it a bit more, be more aggressive with his delivery and be more melodic with his delivery. But the track was nice, you know what I'm saying? But right now it's a no for me.
All right, giving it a no overall, but man, JP3 is giving that one a no overall. All right, I think dude done lost the battle on this one. I think he lost the battle. But I got a 614. You want to play along for go or no? What's happening? 614, you with me? 614 definitely tuned in. But maybe we'll get them involved with the next song, see if they want to be involved. All right, next song up on deck. Artist goes by the name of Polo C.O. Polo Co? Polo Co. I don't know. All right, but the song is called Love Not the World.
Hold on a second, bro.
What's up? What?
You forgot all about me. You forgot all about me.
Oh, Mr. Raw, didn't you, Mr. Raw? Oh, man, my bad, Mr. Raw.
Wow.
I don't feel bad. Don't give me the wow.
I'm sitting here like, is he really going to go right past me like that? But you know what? I love it because you know what that means? That there's so many people in the queue that you can't even, like, there's so many people in the queue. So I love that energy. It is true.
That's not really why. It's because I mix up the order. See, I don't always call people in the same order all the time because I don't want, you know what I'm saying, I want to get people's, you know, like, immediate reaction to it. I don't want them just like, you know. So that's mainly why. So go ahead.
He was spitting some things. He was saying some things, but this is a line from an old rap song. I think it's from Jay-Z. Because of his voice structure, he didn't sound believable. He can't sell it. You know what I'm saying? It was like, we don't believe you. We need more people. Because you were there talking about hustling and struggling when you sounded like, not even Urkel. You sounded like somebody who did a science project talking about the streets, and it didn't really fit him. You know what I'm saying? So he has to take that back to the drawing board, restructure himself, get a better mix to put some bass and some girth into his voice because he didn't sound like the role he was talking. So that's a no. But
okay.
That's definitely a no.
All right, L-Train. All right, you definitely need some work. All right, so get back to it, and we'll see what's happening. Maybe we'll get another offering from L-Train. But it looks like it's going to be another one of those days so far. You only got one offering so far that's looking right. All right, let's see about this next one. All right, once again, this is Polo Co. All right, this joint is called Love Not the World. Let me know what y'all think about this one. Going up.
Oh, Lord, Please talk to me.
Well, after Spicy said what she said, I'm going to go with, nah, I ain't going out there with you. But look, this is what I see. This type of music can go over live if they holler at us behind the scenes. So we can work with them and tweak that shit. Okay? Because they working hard at it, but don't ever play that shit again, bro. That man, I had to go get a teddy chip for that one. No.
Okay.
And I don't even eat teddy.
All right. All right, sorry, Priest. Sorry about that. All right, Priest is giving that one a no, giving it a no. It looks like it's not looking good. Let me see what JP got to say. JP?
Man, y'all were rough, man. Golly. I agree with Mr. Rowe. I agree with pretty much everybody. I agree with Spicy. She ripped it apart, though. So I'm going to say no, but I don't know. It's like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Some of this generation, I don't want to judge them too hard because I don't know what they on, really. I don't really know what some of them are dealing with. I don't know how they're hearing or doing production. But, you know what I mean, I'm going to say no. But I hope the brother just keeps working at his craft. But I'm going to go with everybody else right now. No.
Okay. All right, I'm going to give our guest, Jay Irv, the last word on this song. Jay Irv, you get the last word.
Man, what do you say after Spicy and Ms. LaRaw just tore him a new one? But I'm just going to start with the positive. The beat had me bobbing my head when it came on. But I just don't like the sing-songy, whiny type vibe that had. He had content. He had no doubt he had content. But now I'm going to have to say no. But like everybody else said, that's pretty much what everybody is doing right now, this generation. I ain't trying to knock nobody. Keep doing your thing, but, like, I'm going to have to give it a no right now.
All right. All right. I mean, it's no knock. I mean, it's the kind of criticism and the kind of analysis, the kind of feedback that artists crave and they ask for. A lot of times I get email and they'll say, you know, they want to get the feedback. And, you know, whether it's good or bad, feedback's appreciated. You know, they want to know what the DJs feel about the song before they – you know, really put any money behind the song and maybe, you know, testing the song out from their end, you know, to see how, you know, because, and that's a smarter thing to do than just trusting the people that's just immediately around you, you know, your mans in them, because your mans in them will tell you anything. Anything. They can pass the blunt, nigga. All right, yeah. Can't say anything.
Right.
So, you know, you hold the blunt too long, nigga. Yeah, okay, yeah, shit is fire. All right, whatever. All right, so, you know, a lot of times you really need that. But artists get in a comfort zone where they like hearing, they like getting a pat on the back, or maybe it's just a pat on the head, but whatever the case is, they like that, and it becomes addictive. But that can lead to a downfall, because when you get in front of a real audience, when you get in front of some people who actually, you know, you need them to like the song, then they're really going to tell you why they don't like the song, and, you know, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be pretty. All right? I got this last song for today. All right, I hope we can end on a good note. All right, I hope so, because this has been another week of slim pickings, unfortunately. All right, artist goes by the name of Tay-Tay LaFleur. Okay. This better be good. All right, this song is called Double Up. All right, let me know what y'all think about this one. Going up.
It's carbon fiber, hit your body, booming like some 808s. Knock your arms and legs off, we left them flat like potato cakes.
Double ups, double ups, we making double ups.
Now I ain't got no time for silly bitches, just to fuck it up.
Double ups, double ups, we making double ups.
Why I ain't bouncing on the stage? Because I got that pistol tough.
Double ups, double ups, we making double ups.
And I ain't got no time for silly bitches, just to fuck it up.
Double ups, double ups, we making double ups.
Why I ain't bouncing on the stage? Because I keep that pistol tough.
This nigga on my block, he watch me trapping, I ain't seen before. These niggas got secret animosity, cause I fuck this hoe. I tell my shooter, spin the block, I'm out here trapping, getting dope. Money on my mind, ain't got no time for bum ass, broke ass hoes. I serve the city, wanna double up, it's fresh up off the stove. I ain't got no time for silly bitches, just to fuck it up. Don't blow up my phone, unless you callin' for some fucking weight. This carbon fiber hit your body, booming like some 808s. Knock your arms, legs off, we left them flat, we serving like potato cakes. Cuz callin' my phone up every hour, cause they want some cake. You ain't hear my last song, I be trapped.
catch me on AP, I'm thugging, bumping murder day. Niggas won't start beef with me because I'm fucking on they babel. You can get the pole too, we got 30 drums and dirty case. You gon' leave with braces, wait, this copper installate your face. Never beef with a broken.
All right, that was Tay Tay the Flair. That song is called Double Up. All right, that song got potential. It has potential. All right, but he needs to, you know, he needs a whole lot more energy for one thing, and he needs to quicken and slicken up that flow. All right, let me go to my folks, get some feedback from them, see what they got to say about it. Let me see. All right, hold on a second. Let me go to Priest. Yeah. Let me go to Priest first for this one. Priest, what do you think?
Yeah, man, if he just got live. If he go live, I think that's gonna be the shit right there. I like that. I think he do a better job live, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so
I think he was.
Yeah, you think everything sounds good alive. I don't know. Everybody don't sound good alive, boy. You think everything sounds good alive. I don't know, but I guess we'll see. We get him live on the stage. We'll see. But All right, Priest is gonna give it a no. You giving that one a no?
No, it's a go, man. Go. That was a flow.
Okay,
like
it's a go. All right. Giving that one a go. All right. So maybe we're off to a good start. Let's see. Spicy, talk to me.
That's a little bit better. I'm gonna give him a go for being a lot better than that other shit.
All right, just on the improvements, he's giving it a go. All right, let's keep it going. All right, let's see what Two-Face has to say about it. Two-Face, what do you think about that song?
I mean, you know, that energy and shit was like, I really didn't want to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? And I stopped listening to it, actually. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
But, I mean, If he could go back and put some better energy in it, then it'll live in my book. But other
right.
than that, nah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not getting no free passes, bro.
Yeah, I definitely feel the same way. All right, let me see what Buttons has to say about it. Buttons, what do you think about Tay Tay La Flair? Well, hold on a second, my bad. Let me try it again.
Yeah.
Buttons, talk to me. Sorry about that.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I think he got some really hot shit in the studio based off that one track. I give it a go. All
right, Buttons is on board with that one. He's giving that one a go. All right, let me see what JP has to say. JP, what's happening?
I like it. It was danceable. It was definitely more acceptable than the last one, but I definitely like it, so I'm going to give it a go.
I'm going to give this one a go. All right, J. Irv, you on board with this track?
I'm going to go against the grain, man. One reason why, and I think it was danceable, I just don't like when, you know, brothers, like, if you're going to talk about the game and trapping, I don't believe you. First of all, I didn't believe him about the trapping, right? If you're going to talk about
okay.
the game, find a more creative way. Like, his metaphors just weren't creative to me. I'm a writer. I'm looking for metaphors. I'm looking for you to get me something. Everybody say, all right, my shotgun to make you jump and my shotgun to put, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, just the lyrically, it just wasn't there. If it wasn't there, I'm going to say no.
All right. I don't know, man. He's coming with a different type of analysis. Mr. Roy, you get the last word on today's Going No.
Remember, I got two songs too, and
damn, you got two songs.
Yeah.
I agree. We definitely got an extended. We definitely got an extended going though. My bad, y'all. My bad. We got two more songs.
Yeah, I agree with Jay because he was monotone straight from the hook to the verse, so it didn't sound diverse at all, and he was basic. He took part of the hook and put it in the verse. You couldn't think of nothing else, and it was basic. You talked about the basic things. You gave me the ABC metaphors. You know, what about the rest of the alphabet? I mean, and I did like the beat and the enthusiasm, his efforts, but, nah, it wasn't interesting. You know, and right now this is one of the best panels we had in a couple of weeks. We got a lot of people on here that's artists and knows lyrics and bars. And the bar has to be set higher now. That's like Two-Face said. Come on, y'all know what the game is about. I'm not letting anybody get through with an easy pass on it and but and or. You know, throw me some more. That's a no.
All right. Well, that's. I don't know. We're gonna have to go back and check the scoreboard on that one. See how that one went. It was going well. Then it went left. So, all right, Mr. Ross, on you. All right, pull up those next two joints so we can see what's good.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to go down the line because I don't remember everybody who's where it is when it's time to ask the go or no for me. So this one right here is from the young gunner who called in earlier from the 614. Well, he's a Far Rockaway, Queens, but he out there in Ohio tearing it up. I got to give you the link about his battle rap, too. I watch him rip the face off of somebody. It's crazy. His name is One Take P. This one's called Act Like You Know.
Sam, you did that. Sam, you did that.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No more waiting for these niggas. No more wasted concern about who gon' eat with me. I'm scared to show you I stand out and I speak different. They ain't believe till I show them, but now they Team Ripley. Straight from the bottom, came out that dark basement. In broad day, if you look at me, then you stargazing. With God's graces, I'm a ball like LeBron Davis. Then get to parking on niggas like when your dog races. I ain't scared of this business, I got the plan. Stop the land, work and stay on my grizzly like John Morant. Not the lamb, sacrificing to get to the promised land. Commas, cameras, and occasional pictures with honest fans. No fans, I'ma stand on my own to what I'm gon' do. Pull the sword from the stone, claim the throne too. I want them floors that sparkle, made of marble. Run away from a free come true, nigga, so you better
act like you know.
Ever feel raised by that game, that breast milk was vanilla silk. Still no matter how good, niggas got better deals. Realize I'm human, felt like I swallowed a leather pill. Now look at them king Arthur to turn the tables. Say I'm a failure, keep it Gucci, cause fuck your label. Blog your blogs, but see I'm knowing in my heart of hearts I'm made to be the king of kings and the god of gods.
Yeah, that's One Take P called Act Like You Know. Sincere, help me out right there. Go down the line and see what everybody thinks about that.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go to Ben Button first on that one. On this one, Buttons, what do you think?
Ain't no acting over here. I know that shit was dope. Hell yeah, get that shit done.
All right, Buttons, straight on board. Seeing that energy right there. He loving that one. All right, let me see what Jay Irv's got to say. Jay Irv, you rocking with that one? You feel that one? What you got to say?
Whoa, man, that's heat. That's what I've been waiting to hear. Metaphors, the beat was there, the cadence. Yo, that's the definite go. Yes, that's hard. That's definitely go. Definitely go.
Okay. I'm liking this so far. Let me see who's next up on deck. And, of course, Mr. Roy got a layout on this one. Two-Face, are you going to keep this energy going? I look like Two-Face may be a little bit distracted right now. We'll come back to him.
No, man.
See what... Oh, okay.
He's
right,
there.
My bad. All right, Two-Face, what do you think?
I just got to a pool party, so I'm here, though. I'm here. Yo, that
right,
kid
so
going places.
Yeah, you get a chance to check that last one?
Did I? Yeah, the kid fire. I rocks with it. He going places.
All right.
He was spitting. He was riding the track. The track was dope. Lyrics was dope. Metaphors, all of that. You know what I mean? Fuck with that.
All right, got you. All right, look like we might have turned the corner. All right, we got the folks is digging this one. All right, this might be a positive unanimous for a change. All right, Spicy, talk to me. Give me some feedback on this song. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I roll with that. I'm a pedestal.
All right, Spicy's on board with it. Priest, what's your thought? Priest? Are you with me?
Okay, that's fun to me. Yeah, man, I was still rocking. I tell you, some of them tunes be rocking. I want that in D.C. right there, boy. Right there? Yeah, that's going to hold the crowd right there. That right there. Yeah, that's a go, bro. That's a go right there.
Okay. All right, thank you much. Thank you much. Coming from the priest. All right, let me see anybody I left out of this. All right, pretty much it, pretty much it. I got that 614. He's in the building. He's been checking out the show. I got a chance to check out the feedback. Let me see if I can get him connected so he can say a word. 614, you with me? 614, you're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio. Just trying to give you a minute to chime in. We just played your joint. All right, see if you want to respond to the feedback.
614?
Yeah, that's you.
All right, well, nonetheless, he's in the building, nonetheless. All right, maybe he may step away. I got a bit distracted. Nonetheless, we just played your song. You got some real solid feedback from my panel in the building today. All right, so we're definitely going to be keeping your song in rotation here on Dirty Basement Radio, so you can definitely look forward to that. Definitely salute to you. All right, telephone lines are open. All right, Mr. Roy, you say you got one more joint, right?
Yeah, yeah, I got one more joint. Y'all ready? All right, this one now, from another. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Another one of my affiliates from Queens, and it's called, his name is Chords Cordero. This one's called The Return. Let's check it out.
All right, let's get it.
Thank you for rolling with me. Had ups and downs, but now I'm back with what the game is missing. You hear the trumpets whistling to let you know that I'm returning. And you can't dismiss me. Raise the volume to the beat. Pump it out the window, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not to speak until they leave. And we gon' continue. Been so long since I put pen to the pad, but now I'm back to return. Love and passion to the craft that laughs, creative juices flow. I'm in my bag, just one, he laid the track. See how me wave the flag, yeah. 5 years since we lost PH, I do this for my brother. He believed that I was great, no mistake, nah. I'm here to prove it, take time to make improvement. The beast lay dormant for a while, now I'm awake. Don't listen to no radio, most of it is garbage. Pardon my disgust, but y'all let it go on regardless. Tarnished what made it honest, clone the gifts we harnessed. The art became a market for greed by drug debarters. The youth become a target, lost and depressed. High subliminal messages the mind can't suppress. They regress, the label makes the cash. That's evil trash, he's the one to change the paradigm. I'll probably take the pass. Thank you for rolling with me. Had ups and downs, but now I'm back with what the game is missing. You hear the trumpets whistling to let you know that I'm returning. You can't dismiss me.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That is definitely Chords Cordero. Let's see what everybody think.
All right,
see, you
all right.
Got me.
Get some feedback. Yeah, I got you. All right, we're here in the building. I got you. Let me see. I was feeling the vibe on that one myself, to tell you the truth. All right, Spicy.
Yeah, I wrote
what do you
that
think about the groove on? Yeah, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I liked it.
You like that one? You like that one? You on board with that one?
I'm on board with that one. That's a go.
All right, that's what's up. All right, Two Face, what's your thoughts on it?
There we go.
What up? Yeah. I know you at the pool party, but you get a chance to hear that last joint. Get some quick feedback before we let you go.
It was coming through my phone a little too loud, so I couldn't really catch it. Like that. I was listening. I had the phone to my ear, but it was coming through too loud.
My bad.
Okay. All right. No doubt. I couldn't get a good perspective on that one. All right. Let me see if Buttons was able to get a clearer listen to the song. Buttons, what do you think about the song?
I think that track is hard to give credit to, considering the last track was so damn dope. I'm going to give it a no-go. I'm still bopping up the last one.
Wow, okay. All right. Wow, okay. Interesting. Okay, let me see who's next. All right, J. Irv, talk to me, man.
Yeah, I was vibing off that. I thought he had a real good hook to it. I'm vibing to that, man. He was riding the track. I like the cadence. Again, I listened to the cadence, you know. He's a real MC. I really like it, man. I give that one a go. I know the last one was so hard that, you know, it was kind of like, wow, you know, it kind of blew you out the water because we hadn't been hearing anything lately that we like. But I go with this one. This is a go.
All right. Fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Look like we got pretty much a good feedback on the two offerings overall, Mr. Raw. All right, salute.
Yeah, well,
folks.
I definitely got to let them know, both of them. I got songs with both of them. I'm bringing songs to the table with them, you know what I'm saying, up and coming. So y'all better look out, because anything I put out there, I'm going to put it out there to right. If we work together. Anybody want to work with me, holler at your boy. It's nothing. We already know. That's how I'm bringing it.
All right, cool. All right, well, big shout out to everybody, man. That concludes today's Going No. Big shout out to everybody for coming through and helping us out with this edition. Big shout out to our guest, Jay Irv, being in the building, spending so much time with us, man. We definitely appreciate you. I definitely appreciate you hanging out with us and, you know, giving your analysis and, you know, contributions to today's Going No.
Uh-huh. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate y'all letting me hang around and be a part of the be a part of the cast and whatnot. And, yeah, man, a lot of good music. And I just want to tell the artists out there, keep perfecting your craft, man. This is not – somebody said it earlier. This is not a sprint, man. It's a marathon. So you're always getting better, right? So, you know, props to everybody, a big ups to everybody who participated for the Go and Know. And, again, I thank y'all for having me on. Thank y'all for vibing with the music, man. I really appreciate that. Rock, y'all rocking with me.
Absolutely. And before you go, man, you want to give your social media one more time?
Yeah, social media, let me give y'all a couple of links. There's a lot of J.E.s apparently on Spotify, so I need y'all to go to Spotify for one. It's going to be J.E. Bittersweet, and you can bring up my whole profile, all my music. I just dropped a single yesterday called Hands Up. That's going to be everywhere, Apple Music, you name it, Spotify, Pandora, everywhere. Also, I got a podcast that I do on YouTube under Charles and Trimble Music Group, Charles and Trimble. Trimble is spelled T-R-I-M-B-L-E. Charles and Trimble Music Group, I do a podcast where I put my latest videos up, my latest music, and also do interview cats in the industry. So I would love for y'all to check that out. It's just a platform. I give independent artists platforms and things of that nature on that particular show. Y'all check me out. I'm everywhere online. Again, you can find me on the J Irv, but on Spotify specifically, the J.E, and then type in Bittersweet to bring up everything. So, again, I appreciate y'all out there, Dirty Basement audience, checking me out.
No doubt.
All right, no doubt. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. This is how we get it in, man. This is how we do it, making those connections, moving everything and everybody forward. All right, into this thing that we love to do. All right, now, in case you haven't noticed, all right, because we've been vibing, in case you haven't noticed, we're deep into our third hour, and it's feeling really comfortable, ain't it? It's feeling really comfortable, ain't it? This might be the new wave for the Saturday show. This might be the new wave because this three-hour thing is feeling kind of comfortable, and it's giving us the extra room, the extra cushion, you know, to do as we do. All right, so we got another half hour left in the show. Yeah, we got another half hour left in today's show. So hold on tight, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, what up? This Brooklyn Zone, Uncle Murder.
Yeah, this is Sticky from Sticky in the Hoods.
What's good? This your girl, Beanie.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, C-Rock the Fury here, man.
Yo, what it do, baby? It's your man, Mike.
Hey, yeah, check it out, man. Some more daytime. You know it's that official conference squad.
Yo, this be the almighty fourth disciple in the place to be.
What's up, y'all? It's your homegirl, Sunshine Anderson.
This is Late, the international rhyme spitter, representing Wu-Tang Recordings, England.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your man, Guru, the icon. I'm chillin' with my partner, super producer Solar, representing 7 Grand Records and all that.
Yo, this is MC Light, the one and only reppin' real hip-hop with DJ Sincere in the Dirty Basement Studio.
Check speaker.
Yeah, brand new great music coming from the beautiful Jordan Pauline. This joint is called Lustful Desires. You can check her out in the archives of Dirty Basement Radio. We had her in the building, I think it was last year, Mr. Raw. Beautiful young lady. She's doing the damn thing. She next up. Remember where you heard it first, Dirty Basement Radio. Jordan Pauline, Lustful Desires. Let's go.
nigga from the block.
Man, listen, I ain't even got to tell people. They jump on board regardless. Some people jump on board. They don't even deserve the ride. I be having to kick them overboard. Like, get off. Get off. What are you doing here? No, you don't get the ride. No free ride for you. Get off. Get off. All right? Brand new music coming from my dude, Kilo Grams. Want to ride my wave. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend, giving you the hottest, newest music, more new music than anybody else before everybody else. Now, these next two songs I'm getting ready to play. Woo! These next two songs I'm getting ready to play are bananas. All right, these are going to be huge songs. All right, if you haven't heard them already, I'm getting ready to put you on. All right, these songs are getting ready to be huge. I got this one just the other day from the fam herself. Hadn't heard from her in a while, neither. All right, big shout out to Mona J. All right, a former X-Squad DJ affiliate such as myself. She hit me up the other day and said, yo, I got this hot track for all my DJs. All right, this is actually her son. Yeah, that's how deep the connection goes. All right, this is Young Petro featuring Black Youngster. Remember where you heard this. This is called Gang Shit. Let's go.
Fuck is you saying, pussy? I said, fuck is you saying, pussy?
Posted in Memphis, seeing me in black, y'all saying I merc it off on the strip. I got a Drake on me and a 50 ball and I work your hoe like a pimp. We got a straight drop in the dope hole, I had them grounds in for the 80. How could you play me? Pussy on gear to me, I'ma take it. I'm in Miami thugging with some haste. I hit the chop spot with the stick. We aiming headshot, we don't miss. I'm off of Adderall in the grit. Nigga, I'm a kingpin on the seat. I took a 9-way bright and early. I got some blood with me and they murky. We'll make your heart stop on purpose. We smoking off pack.
Nigga,
like
you move, I'm all the fire.
We throwing bricks of food on the drive. I put a 100-pack in the sky. Nigga, when they shot by, they do a die. I got my chain on me and I'm clutch. Nigga, if you look, toe, we start bust. We bust some AK from some rush. And I'll punch you out if you must.
On guard. Yeah, pussy, gang, gang. What's up? I'm on some gang shit. I send the shooters and they go insane shit. We blow out your brain shit. 100 racks or better jump on a plane shit. I cheat on my main bitch. Then my side hoe cause she was a lame bitch. I'm driving an Escalade with a cop 15. I'm doing a lane switch. I catch my oppa traffic. 100 shots or better, I keep my mind hit. 30 for the belt, 3 million for the castle. I got the same bitch. I got on turn wrestle. Put him in the dirt, he wants to find quick. Did it for my dog, rest in peace to him. I'm on some pine shit. I don't discriminate, you gon' get it too. Y'all in the same clique. I put switches on my Glock, add to my spotter op. We gon' make some noise. Go ahead, pay me when you see me. Treat me like you owe me, yeah, we gon' shake some boys. My Glock, no safety boy, no patient boy. Kodak, I'm a Haitian boy. Mama tell me no choice to be, so I stuck with that. So it's in my nature, boy. If I hit your partner with this here fiend, he gon' hard a Dean. I been on them blocks since I was 10. I was robbing Dean. Yeah, I pussy niggas that jumped off the porch. I was mobbing Dean.
Pussy. Oh, that song is bananas right there. That song is bananas right there. Maybe we heard that one first. Dirty Basement Radio. Now, let's keep this one going. I got another song for y'all. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I've been networking with this artist behind the scenes, so I'm hoping to bring him to the airways. He got a brand new bang. Now, you know this artist. His last song that hit the charts just went bananas. All right, a worldwide phenomenon a few years ago. All right, any place that you went, any kind of gathering in the catering hall, all right, in the backyard barbecue, you're going to be doing this dude's dance, all right? That's my man Cupid from the Cupid Shuffle. All right, he got some brand new music getting ready to bring it to you right now. Remember when you heard this joint first, this is called Flex.
Flex, flex, flex. Oh!
Shuffle look like he gonna have another one just in time for the summertime. Now, Mr. Roy, you the king of the family function. You the king of the family function. So is that gonna be the new line dance? Y'all gonna be in the backyard, you know what I'm saying, in the grass with your shoes off doing a new line dance? You gonna be flexing?
Well, listen, line dances go a long way. So when you put them on and everybody get the gist of it, everybody gonna roll with it. So as long, he got another banger. That's what he gotta do. That's how it goes. Line dancers will never die. Never, ever, 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 ever die. Ever, ever.
I bitch after Cupid with his last joint. I flex, like I said, working behind the scenes. Hopefully, maybe I got my fingers crossed, maybe in the near future, not too distant future, we'll see if we're able to bring him to these airwaves. I keep y'all posted on that. We got about another 15 minutes left in this first ever 3-hour edition of Dirty Basement Radio. I can't believe I'm saying that, Mr. Ron. 3 hours.
Hey, listen, it went well. And if possible, I'm only going to throw this out there. Not because I put them up to it, but the way everybody was talking about loving One Take P song, maybe we should play the whole entire one. Because that got a unanimous.
Nope. Okay. All right. You won't pull that one back up. We definitely pull that one back up right now, here and now. We've got enough time in the show to do just that, so you can pull that song back up, and we'll definitely give it a full spin. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. Now, we definitely need to get that artist in the building. All right, need to get him, need to get his folks. Holler at us, let us know what's really good. All right, support the DJ, and the DJ will support you. So, Mr. Roy, you ready with that song?
Oh, 1 second. I was away from the screen. Give me a second. It's loading up. But I know he was on his way to work at the time. So I know he'll be glad to know that everybody, I'm going to tell him how to go to the link where he can actually hear everybody's reaction to it. You know what I'm saying? Because the boy got some heat. And like I said, I'm going to send you to his link so you can see his battle. He took the New York swag out there to Ohio and gave it to him.
Okay.
Sincere. And when you watch,
that's what it is. That
you're gonna be like, yo, Lil Young did his thing. So here we go again. One Take P, the whole joint. Act like you know. We'll be right back.
Sam, you did that. Sam, you did that.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No more waiting for these niggas. No more wasted concern about who gon' eat with me. I scared to show you I stand out and I speak different. They ain't believe till I show them, but now they Team Ripley. Straight from the bottom, came out that dark basement. In broad day, if you look at me, then you stargazing. With God's graces, I'm a ball like LeBron Davis. Then get to parking on niggas like when your dog races. I ain't scared of this business, I got the plan. Stop the land, work and stay on my grizzly like John Moran. Not the lamb, sacrificing to get to the promised land. Commas, cameras, and occasional pictures with honest fans. No fear, I'ma stand on my own to what I'm gon' do. Pull the sword from the stone, claim the throne too. I want them floors that sparkle, made of marble. Run away from a freak, go through, nigga, so you better
act like you know. Act like you know.
Better act like.
music made me more than what they could ever feel. Raised by that game, that breast milk was vanilla silk. Still, no matter how good, niggas got better deals. Realized I'm human, felt like I swallowed a leather pill. Now look at them, King Arthur to turn the tables. Say I'm a failure, keep it Gucci, cause fuck your label. Blogging blogs, but see, I'm knowing in my heart of hearts I'm made to be the king of kings and the god of gods. This is my life, don't let them leave. To the dope fiend fiendin', I be the power, the ghost, the joker, the Joaquin Phoenix. See, I got motive, won't nothing slow me. I'm gon' keep breathing till I got money, I'm overloading. My whole team gleaming, you better act like you know. Act like you know. Better act like you know. Turf, nigga, I come to work until I'm covered in dirt, smothered by Mother Earth. Executive branch, that's where I wanna perch. But I get that purse, that bag statue, that double verse. Renaissance man, getting involved, I want it all. Parlay with the French, nibble croissants. Y'all barely making shelf bread, why y'all rap like y'all well fed? Not OTP, I still spit like a nigga that starts forward march, nigga. Little nigga with a gorilla heart. Kong, nigga, almighty Joe Young, Caesar with the scar. Know me all you want, no calling me when it's done. Out the park, knock it out, I home run it with niggas front. Operated a G-O-D, I'll answer the call. Travel, I'll take it abroad. Making my way to Nepal, Dubai to Somalia. Hit Japan, watch an anime arc. This is what I pledge. Hold my blunt in my hand, on my heart. Niggas better
act like you know. Act like you know.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. That boy did his thing on that one right there. One Take P, Act Like You Know. Look forward to some more music. Check out his YouTube, One Take P. He did his thing, man. He reps for New York out there in Ohio. And let them boys know. So I'm looking forward to doing some work and getting some things done. We're going to bring back them bars, everybody. Bar, bring back the bartenders like it was a shot in my hand. Now, let me get started.
Right, no doubt, no doubt. Now, speaking of which, right, the bars should be getting ready to go down. As a matter of fact, they should be in the midst of it right now. All right, so I'm definitely going to, you know, after the show, I'm going to, you know, jump off and jump on my caffeine app and see what's going on with these battles, see where they at with it. And then, you know what I'm saying, we'll have to meet up at the super secret location, Mr. Roy. We'll have to meet up at the super secret location so we can catch whatever battles that we missed. Now, we can't tell you the super secret location right now because, you know, it's kind of bootleg. But
it's secret.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we'll have to catch whatever we missed a little bit later on, but I'm definitely going to catch whatever I can in just a bit. We got about another less than 10 minutes left in the show, but I got enough time to squeeze on a couple more joints. All right, once again, big shout out to everybody who was in the building, everybody who came through and showed love today. We definitely appreciate y'all so much. All my area codes that are in the building today, thank y'all so much. All my judges that helped us out with today's going no, thank y'all so much. All right, let's keep it going with a little bit more music before we got to skedaddle. Big shout out to my dude, Seldom Seen. All right, he was in the building a couple weeks ago. I had a fantastic interview with him. Make sure y'all go back and check on that. This is him alongside the Fist Coalition. All right, Fist Coalition. Let me make sure I say it right. This is called Filthy.
Yeah. Mike Hunter D. That monster, niggas dead playing the possum. We attack like Godzilla and King Kong. Look how they react when they playing our song. One of the best to step foot in this motherfucker. Street legend, I came straight out of the rucker. Earl the man of dope, shit on you with no soap. Procaine, we slice him up like dope. Solid purity, 100% potency. Arm and hammer, cut it with the baking soda. Them cocaine meth bears be stressed out like yoga. Can't knock the hustle, similar to Jehovah. The snitches can't be a witness in court. I be 6'9 with the hit list, no confession, so niggas can't be acquitted. Now you feel the pain of niggas trying to hit it. Even one sack can't even protect it.
Can I get that? What you thinking that? Can I get that? Can I get that?
Yeah, John Muhammad and this motherfucker.
I'm a vampire to your blood suckers. I pity the fool like my name Clubber. Passion of Christ, I'm the Last Supper. Fag nigga, you a dick brain. You got balls in your chin like a shit stain. Dana Dane like I'm David Blaine. Floating in the air, call me Mary Jane. It's Friday like I'm Chris Tucker. Fast and the Furious, I burn rubber. James Brown, I'm a soul brother. Lauren Fishburg when I'm deep cover. Yeah, you a trash motherfucker. Eating ass motherfucker, I blast motherfucker. Pull out the tech, shatter glass motherfucker. Filthy ass motherfucker.
Can I get down? What you think you're at?
Spit phenomenal flows, popping like vitamins. I'm up and down, crawling these walls just like a Spider-Man. Flipping it, cracking these backs just like a cashew. The word to the son of the Bible, ready to mask you. Your enemy, a tell false lies that the trap you. Still broke as fuck with this rap, shit I surpassed you. Disaster, clash of the titans when I be writing. Your thorax shattered and broken, thunder and lightning. Still throwing missiles at you like this was Galaga. The shit travel lightning speed just like a challenger. I'm iller than most and still better than you are. My music stretched over the coast back to GR. I don't know about you, but niggas know who we are. You overdosed on IV and now you need an ER. Fix your face, motherfucker, this be extravagant. Back all the way the fuck up if you can handle it.
Can I get down? What you thinking at? Can I get down?
Show, that's my dude Seldom Seen and our Fifth Coalition on that joint. Alright, about time for us to get out the door. A couple more minutes left in the show. Our first ever 3-hour show here on Dirty Basement Radio. Had a fantastic time with everybody coming through. Alright, our guest today, Jay Irv, in the building with us. I definitely had a fantastic time, brother. Once again, alright, thank you for coming through. Alright, fantastic interview. Alright, the archives. Now, the archives will be available. Alright, if you want to check the replay and definitely share it with your folks.
Oh, no question, man. I just like being a part of the first 3-hour show is just part of history. This is history right here, you know?
Yeah, that's what it is. Absolutely. I had a real good time with everybody, man. All right, so definitely let me see if I still have Priest in the building for the last couple of minutes, see what he may have planned for the Monday show. Priest, what you got coming up for the Monday show?
Yo, bro, I got some incredible music, and I want JP, if he's still there, to get all the brother info and give him a ding-a-ling. And give him a call. I don't want to say ding-a-ling these days because it's Gay Pride Week, so I got to watch what I say. You know what I'm saying? And, I can't say certain things live, you know what I'm saying? So I got to watch my education. Yeah, but the music, I wanted to get a brother long play on the music because we only got to hear what we wanted to hear of it. And I want to hear the story of the music, you know what I'm saying? So I want to get him back on Monday, you know what I'm saying, and get that music rocking, man, because certain things need to be promoted throughout our platform, you know what I'm saying? When they go to the go and no, and we say, yo, that's a go, I want to see if we can get them on a lot of our different shows and pump these brothers up and get that motivation going, you know what I'm saying? And if they need our help in the studio or anything like that, we want to be with that, you know what I'm saying?
All right. No doubt we'll definitely make that connection behind the scenes between you and Jay Irv and definitely get him plugged in for the Monday show. All right, before we get out of here, Mr. Roy, you got any last words?
Yeah, yeah, definitely, man. Everybody's tuned in and watch the timeline. We're going to be doing our thing throughout the whole entire week, man. Hit me up also, Jay, M-I-S-T-A-R-A-A-W on IG and Facebook, you know what I'm saying, and Mr. Raw, M-R-R-A-A-W on Twitter. Let's link. Let's work. Let's do it. Let's put this music out. Let's bring these bars back. Let's do it. However we can do it, let's do it. You already know. Union Rep, Mr. Raw Biller.
All right. Once again, thank y'all so much. Time for us to get on out the door. All right, I'll see y'all next week. Next week, Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Closing it out with our guest, IJ Irv. This is Seeds. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Battle is going down.
All this posturing, mean talking, gossiping, all this beefing, and ain't nobody prospering. Don't confuse us when other ones abuse us, hoping to emulate us, but beggars, they can't be choosers. I'm planting trees and hoping they grow some leaves, offering up a cure in this world full of disease. Politicians fold, they scared of their voting blocks, but when the shit convenient, they posing for photo ops. And oh man, let it be said, this for the record, when we collab, we flipping the board, just like some checkers. They might hide, but they can't run from this forever, like cartoons. They run in the trap, I flip the lever, I'm all salt, and pushing it good without the pepper. You cokehead, I look up the heroes like Mecca ever. My sound catchy and follow you around just like a tether. I'm playing Noah with these two women like I was Trevor. Strive for greatness, hoping y'all can see it through. This is for my seeds when I can no longer be with you. Strive for greatness, hoping y'all can see it through. This is for my seeds when I can no longer be with you. Strive for greatness, hoping y'all can see it through. This is for my seeds when I can no longer be with you. Strive for greatness. Hoping y'all can see it through. This is for my seeds when I can no longer be with you. Enemy fold and information withhold, but when holding a grudge, it kills your own soul. Style never get old, it's worth more than the gold. I think of my ancestors, them chopping blocks and stove. We talking inhumane, expected to entertain, or running the fast break without using your brain. But now, I want my royalties in the streets, the loyalty. Stay on my grind daily, but still paying me quarterly. Bogus the best, so at my seeds behest, I'm building my empire, cause father he knows best. And now that I'm on a quest, the world is in the box, and most of my family tree refuse to take shots, believing it's just a plot. But yeah, I overstand, they got a slap on the hand when capital overran. And man, I'm just a poet who documents the crime. I'm spitting it to this beat that documents the rhyme. Strive for greatness, hoping y'all can see it through. This is for my seeds when I can no longer be with you. Strive for greatness, hoping y'all can see it through. This is for my seeds when I can no longer be with you. Strive for greatness, hoping y'all can see it through. This is for my seeds when I can no longer be with you. Strive for greatness, hoping y'all can see it through. This is for my seeds when I can no longer be with you.
Dirty.